Hello there! From behind the O-line, this is Tramon, episode 203. My name is Kirk, and as always, I'm joined by my friend and kind of the keto king, Christian Rainwater.
What's up, everybody? Our big darn topic of the week is Disney on a diet.
The intro is served.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard Tramon, a Disneyland podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. As a courtesy to other passengers, we ask that there be no eating, drinking, or smoking on board. In just a few moments, we will begin our trip into the Disneyland Resort News and Topic of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, this tram is ready to depart. Driver, you are clear.
Disney on a diet. So, before I get into anything, I want to give credit to Wandering in Disney, who's been on our show, because when I looked up Carthay Circle items, he had, like, eaten all of them and taken wonderful pictures.
He has not been on our show. We've been on his show.
Right? Oh, we were on his show.
Right.
Right. We were supposed to have him on our show.
We should. Just thinking about that. I saw his Epcot pictures. I've been following him around Epcot, so. Brewing, dude. Could brew something with him.
Oh yeah, I think I know. I think I know. All right, good catch. Yeah, we do owe him that. Yeah. We weren't lying. So let's see.
He's local, right?
I wrote, huh?
He's local, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's an OC. He's a traveler, dude.
I guess so.
All right. So let's start this out with Robert. Oh, I'm supposed to put his link on Instagram. He says. If you want Girl Scout cookies delivered to you, $12.99 shipping for up to 8 boxes, let us know. Send you the link. There will be free shipping at some point, but maybe there was last year. But, I mean, I got it done.
Wait, right. What's your favorite really quick? I think we talk about this every year, but I forget every year what's your favorite.
Okay, shout out.
You're a Samoa guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
They're good.
Yeah.
Not Caramel Delights, though.
Okay.
Because those are milk chocolate.
Okay.
Thin Mints are okay, but not as good as they could be.
So Thin Mints with some milk.
His daughter's favorite, Adventurefuls. Good taste.
Adventurefuls.
So it's like a brownie style cookie with a caramel in the middle, but it's hard caramel. It's not melty. And the bottom's covered in chocolate and a little touch of sea salt. Pretty good.
I got to try those.
Yeah. And then s'more sandwiches. Top notch. These were not on the website because this was like Girl Scouts in Northern California. Like they all sell different ones.
Yeah.
They have different bakeries. There's ABC Bakery and then the other one. I don't know the other one. I like the lemon ones with the powdered sugar on them.
Okay.
Those in the fridge.
Okay.
Mostly everything in the fridge. Tagalongs, I think, are too much.
Yeah. Not a fan of them.
I think they'd be really good with dark chocolate.
Okay.
Because it's so sweet. It's not like I know some of you out there, fake dark chocolate. All right. We're talking like Dove. It just,
I can't get over that. For the longest time, I didn't think they were called Tagalongs. I thought they were called Tagalongs or something like
Tagalog, so, like the language.
Yeah. Because isn't it?
For the longest time, do you mean up until this very moment, or
no?
I'm kidding.
No. I knew like a year ago.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, do we do a tier list? For the diet episode, talk about the cookies. The gluten-free toffee, not that great.
I haven't tried them.
Let's see. I kind of like the graham, not graham, like the one with the lemon icing on the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are good.
Pretty decent.
Those are good. What are the ones that you said are Robert's daughter's favorite?
Adventurefuls.
Adventurefuls? I've never even heard of this.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh. What is the fonts window? Okay. How is command? Oh, I'm in mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Etsy. Oh, people selling on Etsy?
Yeah, s'mores.
Okay, I've never had these. These are great.
I think they're like new-ish. I don't know. Dude, the Girl Scout, the s'mores.
Debut in 2022.
Oh, okay.
So a couple years old.
S'mores, pretty good.
Okay.
The sandwiches. Sorry, I don't know if you could see.
No, I can see. Yeah.
Okay, where's our cookies? Thin Mints, Adventure, Lemon Ups. Let's see, what are the Lemon Ups? No. Is there icing on this or just like with inspiring messages? Nah, I'm good. trefoils, never like. They're just shortbread.
Oh, they're okay. I'm not a shortbread guy. Oh, Randy loves shortbread.
Inspired by the original cookie.
What's the original cookie?
I don't know, but This one was inspired by it. Do-si-dos are like...
Do-si-dos are good.
Are those like Nutter Butters?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, too plain. Covermint chocolate. Yeah, the tagalongs. Oh, see, this is Little Brownie Bakers.
Oh.
So, watch. So...
Okay.
ABC Girl Scout cookies. So they have their own lineup of cookies.
So I wonder if they taste different.
Adventurefuls. Toast-yay.
Oh, it's got to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Each
thing,
delightful
right?
toast-shaped cookie is full of French toast flavor.
Yep.
And flair. You said Cinnamon Toast. This is French toast.
Isn't that what Cinnamon Toast Crunch is though?
No, it's French Toast Crunch. You remember that?
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Caramel Delights. So these are vanilla cookies with caramel, toasted coconut, chocolatey stripes. But this is milk chocolate. Lemonades. This is with the coating on the bottom. Peanut butter patties, not tagalongs.
Mm.
Peanut butter sandwich.
Wait, so ABC's for what region?
Caramel chocolate chip. Hello there. What is this? What? Hello there? I do that all the time. Okay, so
that's not our region. Straight.
Oh, it's in a bag.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It's Pokimane cookies, dude. Did you see that whole controversy?
No.
You know Pokimane.
Yeah. She left Twitch.
Did she? I don't know. Yeah. For the record, I don't watch Pokimane. I'm not a thirsty boy.
For years.
Oh, I'm gonna put him on blast because he doesn't listen and he doesn't care. So RJ, you know you could see who everyone's watching when you're on Twitch?
Really?
You can see what your friends are watching.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
So if your friends are watching, what is it, Hot Tubs and Beaches or something? So RJ and I were on or something, and we just see Josh watching Pokimane. And RJ sends a screenshot to our group chat. I should text him. It's been a while. Josh, you... He made some sort of joke about it. I honestly don't remember what it was. And Josh was like, no shame, dude. Been a Pokimane fan since the beginning. But anyways, she sold these cookies for like, it was like a $12 bag of like 8 cookies or some ridiculous thing. And then she insulted her fan base and called them poor. But then it was just rebranded other cookies that were also kind of mid.
Mm.
And then she raised the price. So, yeah.
Nice.
So, there's that. Oh, look, they have fun recipes, dude. Caramel chocolate chip ice cream sandwiches. So let's see. ABC is in Downers Grove. Everything's in Downers Grove, Illinois. That's not real. Okay. ABC Girl Scout versus
Little Brownie Baker.
Little Brownie. Yeah. All right. Best Girl Scout cookies? No. Okay. What's the difference? Blah, blah, blah. Can you just tell me where they are? ABC. I think it just has to do with like
which region, right?
Yeah, but I've had them from ABC also.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. Thin mints are very similar. ABC are more dense, while Little Brownie Bakers are lighter and more flaky, less substantial, which leaves this Redditor unsatisfied. let's see. It's just based on troop location.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's by county? There's a map? Okay, that's for another time. Robert, let us know. He will. But yeah, it's interesting, right? So they got rid of those big ones with the messages on them and they put them on those lemon ones.
Oh, okay.
Those are not good.
Yeah.
There was also the ones with the chocolate on the bottom.
Those I do not remember.
Yeah, they're kind of okay. I think they've been replaced by, were the ones I just talked about? No, never mind. But the s'mores one, decent. They taste like those Ritz s'mores.
Is each box $12.99 now?
Six.
Okay, I thought you said they were $12.99.
That was the shipping.
Oh.
For up to 8 boxes. More than 8 boxes is $14.99.
Got it.
Where I was like, I could stop at 8 boxes. I shipped them directly to work. And then Kimmy's like, hey, did you order already? I got us Thin Mints. And she didn't really care after that. And Adventurefuls, because it's said on a little website, my favorite cookie are the Adventurefuls. I'm like, I will take your advice. I just don't want to... I know he said we can post a link, but I don't want to just say names on the show. So if you want a shout out, Robert, let me know. I'll say the name next episode. But yeah, go check those out. They're almost gone at work. Except the gluten-free ones. You know what? The toffee's very sticky.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't necessarily, I think those with milk probably slap. But I don't have milk at work, and I limited myself. I got the MyFitnessPal going, and I was like, we've got to stop here because I'm going to run out of calories.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day. I'm not going crazy over it, but on days you can track. You should, dude, those calories get away from you real quick.
I'm sure.
A little bit of butter, 100 calories. Just boom.
Jesus.
Just grease up the pan, 100 calories.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyways. So Robert wrote in. He says, I like to eat, so I don't count calories on vacation. I should, since I'm type 2 diabetic, but I'm at Disneyland to enjoy myself, so my healthy vegetarian and vegan option is water, preferably cold. Best ride in. But this is an underrated thing.
An underrated diet discussion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my brother always says, is a rule of thumb. I wrote it, put it down here.
Hold on. I know it from the top of my head. Don't drink your calories.
Yes.
Yep. There's always a little...
The Bagdasarian words of wisdom
exactly,
in your head.
There's a little Kirk right here and a little Kev right here sometimes.
We live rent-free, dude. Yeah. We got an ADU in your head.
Permanent ADU right here.
Yeah. It's a... I'm trying to think of what else. Additional something unit. Additional diet unit. I don't know. What are the phrases? Don't stay anywhere worse than your home.
Yep. Yep.
That thing. Don't drink your calories. I feel like there's one more thing I told you.
There is. Where it just stays in my head and I think about it all the time.
It's not about buying things, right?
Mm-mm. Mm. I'll still do it.
Yeah, you will. Like I told you not to buy an Apple Watch. You got it on a deal, though.
Yeah.
And you and Brandy are doing it together, so that's good.
I'm going to check on her right now.
What can you check?
You can check how many steps they've taken.
How? You have to be in a challenge with them?
Dude, check it out. Look at our rings.
Do you have to be in a challenge or how does
like
that work?
You share.
Okay. Person.
Total steps.
Oh, invite a friend.
Yeah.
Except it has every freaking contact on here, which I don't want to click one on accident. Let's see, where's Rain? Invited.
Today was a sad day for me.
Dude, if we were sharing the past month, I closed my rings for like 28 days straight or something.
10,000?
No. It doesn't count steps.
It does count steps.
The rings don't.
Oh, you're right.
Those are move calories, stand, and exercise.
You've closed your rings every day?
Almost. But then like it's starting to rain and whatever. I'm doing my best. But
exercise, that's the hard one.
You have to just find half an hour.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Where, is there a calendar, right? So...
Ooh, that's nice, dude.
All the dots are closed rings. So like the...
Dang. You got a nice little medal at the end of that month, huh?
Oh, no, because I didn't finish the month. There's like one or two bad days. you get the gold medal at the end of the month.
Lazy days.
But I did get the... No, it was... Oh, shoot. It, Jeff's birthday? We were out late.
Mm.
And then we had Disney Adults the next day, so I couldn't close the rings.
Mm.
But I did, you get some medals. I got the special January medal. Ring in the New Year challenge.
Oh, nice.
All right, I don't know. We're getting off topic. Okay. So yeah, he says don't drink your calories. He didn't come up with that, but it is a great rule. Unless you're just straight up like, I'm going to have a milkshake.
Yeah.
Don't get a Coke. That's like, at Disneyland, probably 400 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what? We'll get to how we're going to discuss this language because I know it was a touchy subject for some people. But JD says, while we don't try to eat healthy when at Disney, these are some little tips and tricks. While we don't try to eat healthy when at Disney, we do limit portion sizes by splitting just about everything we eat. We regularly split an entree. Appetizers as a main is another favorite option for us. So many options, got to have room to try it all out and not feel miserable/guilty. Dude, the split?
It's a good idea.
My dad is like the king of the split.
Is he?
Now, he'll buy too much food, but he loves the split. One time, Kev went to McDonald's when he was like first started driving, right? He went to McDonald's, came home, and my mom had made his favorite dinner, and he was like mad. He's like, I don't want to eat this. And I'm like, okay, we'll eat it. Like, we don't want to eat this or is something, right? Me and my dad. So there's a McDouble and a McChicken. My dad, which one do you want? Let's split each one. I'm like, come on, man. Just pick one. I just want to eat my sandwich. Yeah. I hate family style.
Yeah.
And I hate just the split and the split. Now, it's different with Kimmy because we don't do like, we'll split this directly. We're just kind of like, we'll mix the food. I'm like, I'll give you some of this and whatever. And like, she doesn't eat that much compared to me. So it's like, and that's different. It's like, it's me and Kimmy. It's not like, not that I'm close with my dad, but your dad is not your partner. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah.
Brandy and I try to do it a lot. I am guilty in the sense where I kind of say like, oh, I don't want to do the split. I want my own meal. We did that this past week at Lamplight and I regretted it.
Why?
We both got cheddar burgers.
Oh.
And I was like, no, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat a cheddar burger. And by like halfway, I was like, I could have split that.
What else did you eat though?
The potato skins.
Ah, dude. Yeah,
that's too much. Way. It was way too much. So, but the issue with splitting with Brandy is she's always saying that I eat the best part. Right. Whatever it is.
Right. Did you learn this as a kid?
Huh?
One person cuts and the other person picks.
I've never heard that.
So you cut it.
Yeah.
And then she picks. Sure. And it's fair because sometimes Kimmy will be like, ooh, that's a good piece. I'm like, please take it. Yeah. And sometimes she picks, I'm not as hungry. I'm going to take the smaller one.
For steak and stuff, it's easy because it's the leaner part to me, the fattier part to Brandy.
Oh, you don't like?
I like a little bit of
fat. We know what you called her on this show, so.
Yeah. So in certain instances, it's really easy. But on things like a cheeseburger is a bad example. Things where it's like you're kind of picking at it. I kind of will grab the best one not knowing it. But I kind of do know it. You know, you know what I mean? Like where it's like, oh, that looks good. And I eat it. And then she's like, hey, come on.
No, you know what I do? I know what's good. And I go, if I just end up with a good one without looking, whatever. If I know, I won't take it because it'll, dude, what goes around comes around. We used to say this.
Yeah.
So we used to say this thing in Armenian.
So many sayings.
in Armenian. And my mom doesn't like it anymore because it's like, it's not true. It's not how this works, right? But there's Astvats Bajets. And it literally just means God punished you. But it's not like a like mean. It's just that's what you get.
Yeah.
And she's like, ah, that's not a nice thing to say. But it's just a funny thing. Like it's kind of like a.
It's what it finally hit you. Like it finally came around.
It bit you in the butt, so to speak. Yeah. It's that's all it means. So it's like, no, don't do it. Well, it'll come back around and bite you in the. Okay. So yeah, that's a great tip, JD. Magic carpet ride. Just straight up, when I saw him, he was like, you can't forget the pickle. Salty and satisfying, only 25 calories.
That's a great, great pull.
It is. Don't forget the pickle. So I want to say this at the top. So these are all my little notes that I put in here. At least one of everyone's recommendations are mentioned. Like everyone who wrote in. We hit the at everyone on Discord. So you got to get there if you want to write in for some specials. For some things I'm not putting on Instagram. Some of these things contain bread. Some of the recommendations contain bread. Bread is not evil, but the point of this episode is to be as low carb as possible, like straight up carbs. Since you can't avoid it, like you can't avoid every carb, and you'll likely eat a lot of different things that are out of control on your trip at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh yeah, I want to try that thing, whatever. So if you make the best decisions you possibly can when you're able to, you have a little more wiggle room when you don't know the nutritional information for most items.
Right, right.
So if you just eat salads all day, let's say you're straight up tracking calories and carbs and whatever, and you eat salads all day, you can eat a couple chocolate chip cookies and still be within your range and be at a calorie deficit and be good. So that's kind of what we're trying to do here. So we got some write-ins about the Rontos. If that's that's the Greek pita from Costco or something very similar, just that bread was like, what was it, like 30, 40 carbs and like 200 calories?
I would imagine
like,
more, dude.
It was 200 calories minimum.
I'm saying for the carbs.
And it's not evil, and it is a decent small option. The problem with the Ronto wrap, you don't just eat one Ronto wrap. You either eat two Ronto wraps or you eat a Ronto wrap and something else.
Yeah.
Where if you're just like, I'm just going to eat a Ronto wrap for dinner. It's like, yeah, that's a fine dinner.
It's kind of like when you go to Costco. You don't just get the hot dog. One hot dog with the drink, that's not enough.
that Polish sausage is enough.
You think so? Polish doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't?
No, just regular hot dog.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, that's why it's like.
Now, Costco Business Delivery still has the Polish sausage.
Like cooked?
No, you just.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
30 pack, dude.
Yeah, yeah, one of those.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is like a, hey, try not to eat too much bread. If you're on, if you're really trying to cut, okay? Bread's not evil, right? Like, we get grilled sandwiches and all that.
Do you remember the food pyramid?
big grain, dude.
A lot of bread. Eat a lot of bread.
The most.
Yeah.
The grain lobby paid for that.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the reason? I did not know that.
They paid off, was it the USDA or the FDA?
I don't know. But, probably FDA. No, maybe USDA. I don't know.
Yeah, but anyways. Okay, let's see. The food pyramid.
I think it's hilarious.
Original.
Dude. Original. There's an updated one? I did not know that.
Yeah, it's way different. It doesn't look like this. Okay, let's see. Food pyramid. Just
I remember them teaching us this in even high school.
Okay.
Who's your health teacher? Somi?
No.
Garcia.
Coach Mac.
Coach Mac?
Coach Mac, dude.
He was your...
Oh, yeah, dude. We would do popcorn reading out of the health book. Holy Toledo flying catfish. Dude, he... It was, remember we didn't have air conditioning until senior year?
Yeah.
He took points off of my presentation because my sleeves were rolled up and my top button wasn't buttoned. And I'm like, dude, I'm sweating. And we always did the class with the lights off. It was an interesting class. We watched videos, but dude, okay. Bread, cereal, rice, and pasta, 6 to 11 servings. Vegetable group, 3 to 5 servings. Fruit group, 2 to 4. Milk, yogurt, cheese, 2 to 3. Meat, poultry, fish, eggs, nuts, 2 to 3. Fats, oils, and sweets. Everyone's favorite word, use sparingly.
6 to 11 for greens?
That's a lot of bread. Yeah. And so it was replaced with Kev. Kev, next Wiki Room episode. My brother has a podcast. Food Pyramid. Parentheses nutrition, because it's got a lot of Swedish origin. So yeah, USDA, cool. Okay. That was 1992. In 2005, it was updated to My Pyramid.
So we must have had the old health book.
So My Pyramid was there were like 5 divisions. So grains were still kind of large, but they were more equal with vegetables and fruits.
Yeah,
milk was big. What's yellow?
That's probably sweets, no?
Maybe. Meats and beans is like thing. But then there's like someone walking up the steps of the pyramid. And the point was like, do some exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2011, there was My Plate. This is smart. It's a plate that's mm-hmm. still a lot of grains. But yeah. Grains, not breads.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe... I'm going to call that like 30% grains, 35% vegetables.
Yeah.
And then like
20.
That doesn't add up though. Oh, because there's a dairy too.
Well, if it was 30, 20. Oh, are vegetables and no vegetable and green are the same size, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, vegetables look bigger, but I don't know. But it's like most vegetable grains and then protein is like, I'm going to say 26%. These aren't adding up. Okay. Don't worry. Fruits are like that, and then dairy looks like a 10%.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to look like a plate, which is very
That's
smart.
Good.
Yeah. But anyways, the grains. So bread. Too much bread. Not a great thing. Rule of thumb from Kev, I already put it here. Don't drink your calories. So I want to say this is a sensitive subject for some of you. For many people, not some of you. Eating disorders are real. And talking about this stuff is scary for some people, and I get it. Diet-related anxiety is real. And having a bad relationship with food isn't healthy either. So yeah. Villainizing food, whatever, like, you know, when I know when you eat healthy, you're like, oh, can't eat the Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. Like, that's those carbs aren't doing anything. You don't need to worry about those. Like, you know, if you ate the catering size of chicken nuggets, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But they chopped up to 8 chicken nuggets in the salad, those carbs are not significant. You're not eating, you know, the biscuits that they put the chicken minis in, mm-hmm. or whatever, right? So food isn't evil, but we've also, I think, grown accustomed to eating a lot of things that we should eat in moderation or sparingly, our favorite word. There's nothing wrong with eating a piece of cake at Disneyland, but if you go once a week and you always eat cake and then you have other stuff, it's going to be hard to maintain a healthy diet. We have to, like, do your best and think of treats as treats, like gifts. You don't get gifts every day, but when you do, every once in a while, it's special. So, like, cookies are special. Mm-hmm. But if you eat a cookie every day, it's not a treat anymore.
Now it's just a normal thing.
Yeah. And look, maybe you got a diet where you can eat a cookie every day. But I'm talking, like, the Costco cookie, you can't be eating that every day. Yeah. That's, if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to be at 1,700, 1,800 calories. That thing's 750. Yeah. You know? 1,000 calories, that's one sandwich from Jersey Mike's. A little bit more than 1,000. So it's like, you'd think like, oh, that's just a sandwich. It's like, no, man, all this stuff adds up. So what I'm saying is, there is a portion of people that are like, oh, don't say not to eat this, not to eat that. And it's like, no, I think we got, especially in the 90s, got really used to eating things that, like, the human body in its current form is not made to process all of that.
Right.
Like, the reason carbs taste so good and the reason, like, meat tastes so good is in, you know, the before 4-4-4 times when we were, like, cavemen or whatever. When something tastes good, it's because your body needs it. And the point used to be, like, oh, you're not going to get this often, so eat a lot of it and get all this energy stored up.
That's why it tastes so good.
Because you're just going to eat berries for the next week.
Right.
So, oh, you killed an animal? Eat the whole freaking thing. Because berries here on out. It's not like that anymore. So we haven't completely evolved out of that. So yeah, just try to do your best. And I just, you know, if you're out there, you know what's not healthy. Don't lie to yourself.
Yeah.
I lie to myself. We all do. It's just this. It's just that. It's just that. A lot of just that's together. Not so great. So we're going through, Rain, we're going to get out your, you have the Lorcana app?
Yes.
Get that lore counter out.
All right.
It's a salad counter.
Oh, the salad counter. Let's go.
Because a lot of salads. But I think it's going to be interesting because there's so many salads. There's a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That would be good on a watch. That's a good app.
What?
A counter.
I'm sure there's a counter.
I'm sure too. But let's kill my phone.
Don't leave the screen on.
Why not?
I'm not going to read a salad every 10 seconds.
No.
All right. Let's start with Carnation Cafe. You can have oatmeal for breakfast. Just straight up, just start off with an oatmeal.
You oatmeal guy?
I was, and then I tired myself out on oatmeal, and now I don't eat breakfast anymore.
Do you do instant, or were you doing instant, or were you doing the...
Yeah,
okay.
You got to do... And then I was doing the overnight oats from Trader Joe's.
Those are good.
I wasn't even making them.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like got tired of it. And then, yeah, I don't eat breakfast anymore, which helps with staying under the calorie limit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can do that. They have that. But for the rest, they have a wedge salad.
Number one.
Iceberg lettuce, vine-ripened tomato, applewood smoked bacon, blue cheese crumbles, and pickled onions topped with blue cheese dressing for $16.
I feel like a wedge salad is a very American thing.
I hate the wedge salad.
Do you really?
You're the wedge guy, right?
I love wedge salads.
I'm more of a Biggs guy. No.
that's low-key, dude.
I hate the wedge salad because it's not made for me. You cutting up a head of iceberg right now? Like, what's going on? All the good stuff's on the outside.
Put some blue cheese on that thing.
But all the good stuff's on the outside.
Yeah. Like, you got to cut it. You get the wedge and you cut it.
You know what the wedge salad is? Mm. The half-dipped cookie. I don't want the non-dipped part. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people love their freaking wedge.
Yeah.
And those pickled onions, if they're crispy onions, maybe. But $16. Something you will notice. The salads are not more expensive than most items.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. How small are they? I don't know. They also have the fresh catch of the day. I don't know how fresh that catch is, but it's sustainable fish. Okay. Is that farmed? Served with chef's choice of size, $23. I don't know what the sides are, but fish is always a great option. It's all the fats in the fish are good fats.
I wish I liked fish. cooked fish.
You gotta just find the right ones.
I like fried fish.
You like Chilean sea bass?
I've never had it.
Okay, that's where you got everyone. It's on every freaking menu.
Mm-hmm.
The Chilean sea bass. I don't know why there's so many fish in Chile, but it's a thick white fish with like no smell. And it's always pan-seared. But it's fluffy on the inside. And it's often pan-seared. It's like served with like a soy glaze. With maybe like some bok choy or some pasta.
This sounds like a yard house dish.
It's everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
Like, here, if you just Chilean sea bass. It's nothing like salmon. I don't need to see the fish right now. Let's see. Oh, this is like a classic, like...
Oh, okay.
So see how it's like, it's always pan-seared. See, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat that. So like this doesn't look as good, but that's like panko, see, potatoes. So
maybe I will start there. I really want to start eating fish. I'm tired of this. Like, I'm tired of not like
such a big, wonderful world out there.
Exactly. Like I was making, looking for reservations for Valentine's, and I was going to book us Villains, you know, Villains Brewery.
Oh yeah.
They have that house in the front. Like 1301 something.
Oh, yeah.
And for Valentine's, they have an 8-course meal, like a whole tasting thing. And
it's a lot of fish. That's why
a lot of four or five things.
That's why I didn't book it with Kimmy.
Oh, you were thinking about booking it?
Not for Valentine's Day, but just like generally.
Yeah. 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 It's a lot of fish. That's why I was like, I didn't book it.
RJ? RJ loves fish. Elise does not. Maybe he and I could go on a little bro date.
Yeah.
We've done that before. That's when we saw Lawless.
Next time you guys hang out, let me know.
It's very rare.
I know, but he said he wants to meet up so we can play.
February 18th, Chuck E. Cheese, 9 a.m. Let's go.
That's right.
Did he tell you?
Oh, he told me that because I was like, what's up with the Bosco tournament? He's like, dude, my daughter's party's the next day. I was like, I don't want to go to Bosco by myself.
Chuck E. Cheese, 9 a.m. Get some pizza. Oh, it's pizza that day. Good pizza. All right. Start with Chilean sea bass and then go for it. Like a seared ahi tuna.
Mm.
You know what you should do? They have it at most places, but BJ's and Yard House. You guys still do BJ's or did you guys stop?
Not really.
Not a good sentence. So.
I had a whole fish thing happen at BJ's though.
No, okay. So there's the ahi tuna salad. Not tuna salad.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
It's a salad. They put a little bit of ahi tuna, but they got the crispy wontons, the Chinese chicken salad type dressing, sesame. That's a good start because you're not eating a big filleted fish.
Mm.
It's cold, so it doesn't. It's not like hot fish. You know, you're not like, and it goes very well with all those flavors. And it's just a few little pieces. Start there. Kimmy likes ahi tuna.
I like.
She's eaten the raw tuna.
I've like. Oh, I've eaten poke before.
Yeah, that's where ahi tuna is. They sear a little bit.
Okay.
Try that, everyone. Don't start with salmon and shrimp. These are the two stinkiest things you can
eat. I like shrimp.
Yeah, but you like shrimp with stuff all over, right?
I mean, butter.
Yeah.
Shrimp with butter and some garlic, I'm good.
You can get some nasty shrimp out of that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the two stinkiest things, probably.
Salmon.
Salmon, it's the thing. Everyone's first fish is salmon, and salmon smells.
Yeah.
And it tastes great. Smells, though, and it scares people, and I get it.
Can I read the next one?
Yeah.
Carnations garden salad. Lettuce, carrots, cucumber, radishes, fennel, tomatoes, croutons, and green goddess dressing. I wanted to read this. Well, for $8. I can eat a side salad, I think, with every meal from now until the day I die.
I should have said king of side salad at the top. But there is a... I did bring it. It comes up later. But yeah, you are the side salad.
I don't know what it is. You know what? I do know what it is. When I was little and we'd go out to eat, I'd always go out to eat with my Aunt Stella and Uncle Alex. For some reason, they always ordered a side salad before their food came.
It's my dad's like new thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And I guess I just copied them. And I started really liking it. And now everywhere I go, I order a side salad before I get my food.
Caesar salad. That's where it's at.
I can do a Caesar.
What's your, is it, you a ranch guy or a vinaigrette guy?
Depends on the place.
Yeah.
Depends on the place. The water, once again, we've talked about this before. The waterier the ranch it is, the better the ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of this globby, thick ranch. Get out of here, dude.
Okay.
Get out of here. But yeah, like as an example, Stonefire Grill. You been there?
No.
There's one in Brea.
I've heard of that though.
Yeah. They have like family meals and stuff. They have a really good balsamic that they make in-house. There's a few places I'll order the balsamic.
You like that balsamic I make, huh?
Yeah, that was good too. Really good.
That one is just, I think.
Didn't she say it's just balsamic vinegar and oil?
Equal parts extra virgin olive oil, balsamic, a little bit of salt, and Italian seasoning. Is it? Oh, ground mustard. Sneaky.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Does that add one to the salad counter?
Yes. Okay. All the green ones are salads.
Ah, thanks.
All right. Jolly Holiday Bakery. You want to read all the salads?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
All right, you're the salad boy.
All right, so at Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe, where you got the cranberry pecan salad, mixed green spiced pecans, feta, tomatoes, dried cranberries, strawberry vinaigrette, and a fresh breadstick for $9.99.
Give the breadstick to your friend.
Yeah.
It's a breadstick. It's not going to kill you.
Is this a side salad? Or is this just not a regular salad at Disney without the Sedex?
This is like a picnic salad. It's like, put strawberries and feta in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those. Now,
speaking of that, sorry to cut you off. Have you had the strawberry and date salad from Panini?
I tried it. It's fine.
I loved it, dude.
Their Caesar salad.
Now I get the kebab. Half Caesar, half Mediterranean.
Have you eaten there yet?
We only eat there now. I don't order it.
How good is it?
It's next level, dude. It's to the point where Brandy was like, it's not that she doesn't like Mediterranean food. She gets tired of it fast.
Yeah, I get that. You got to try the different things. You could be there.
Yeah.
Lule for all your
last meals. Friday, she's like, let's go to Panini. And I was like, excuse me? Yes. So we went to Panini and.
How's their hummus?
Really good. They have the three hummus thing.
Yeah.
The trio. It's like a cilantro hummus, a regular hummus, and a red pickled hummus. No.
Red pepper.
No, not red pepper. It's like a radish or beet hummus.
Yeah.
It's good. Really good.
Their plates are so big there that I can't order anything else.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's too much food.
Yeah.
But I feel like this salad, this is going to be like very fruity, very refreshing. But you ever had goat cheese and salad?
That's good.
Have you had the Mendocino Farms goat cheese salad? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's called the Save Drake Farms salad.
Oh, that's like their flagship salad, isn't it?
You know why? There's this farm, Drake Farms, and they had goats and goat cheese. And they go, we're going to go out of business, Mendo. Can you help us? They go, sure. We'll have a salad with way too much goat cheese in it. And they save Drake Farms. There's so much goat cheese in there, dude. There's like a baseball size amount of goat cheese in that salad.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. But if you like goat cheese, a salad is bonkers. Not healthy at all. All right. They do have at Jolly Holiday the side of soup, which is a tomato basil soup served with a breadstick. And a side of fruit. You can get some seasonal fruit for $2.49.
Cool. Nice.
The soup, though, $7.29. I don't know. $10 salad, not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Plaza Inn. Salmon with lemon butter dill caper sauce with rice pilaf and seasonal vegetables, $18.99.
This is Karina's go-to every time we go. She loves it.
It's a small little piece of salmon.
Yeah.
But it looks good. It looks nice and seared. It looks crispy. A little bit of rice. Never hurt anyone. It's a good complex carb for you. Seasonal veggies. They look like they're like zucchini sometimes.
Yeah,
squash,
it's yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Roasted veggies.
Mm-hmm.
So looks good. It's just once I'm in there, I want the chicken.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're trying to be healthier than the chicken, but not quite like giving up the mashed potatoes, they have the
roast beef,
which is just, it's just not fried.
Yeah.
So there is that. But
you're a caper guy, right?
Dude, you ever had, unfortunately, I think they're Turkish capers. I've been chasing this high ever since. There are these capers that are like the size of green grapes.
Oh, excuse me?
Oh, yeah. Look.
Holy.
And
Toledo.
Dude, flying catfish.
Yeah.
You bite into one of those and it's like, it looks like there's like the rice pieces from a Crunch Bar in them.
Wow.
Really good. First time I had it, Water Grill in LA.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I like a good caper, especially on my locks.
Yeah.
All right, Rain, you're up. This is number four, actually.
Oh, that's right. Number four of the salads. The Cobb salad from Plaza Inn. Chicken, bacon, eggs, tomatoes, blue cheese, and romaine tossed with blue cheese dressing.
I believe you can swap out the blue cheese dressing if you
for
want.
For ranch?
Yeah.
It's probably just a pack, right? That's $14.49, by the way.
No, they toss it.
Oh, it's tossed. Okay.
They throw it all in a bowl and toss it. And this did come with a breadstick. I don't know if it still does.
Mm.
But this is really good.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of calories in the dressing, but there's like fats and stuff. It's calories, but you're not eating a sandwich. You're not eating mashed potatoes. So it's a salad. It's a little bit lighter than other things at Disneyland. I love a good Cobb salad. You getting used to the eggs in the Cobb salad?
Not really.
No.
If the yolk is like crumbled in there, I can do that. But like just eating the pieces, no, I'm good.
So like how was the Chick-fil-A one that you just ate?
I ate maybe like half of it. Because it was just like kind of crumbled up in there. Okay. Like when you do the toss,
yeah,
it kind of breaks it up for you.
I want that runny egg. All right. Market House, which is Starbucks, has those sous vide egg bites, but those are high in calories. But I think those are like, I feel like those are a keto staple.
They are keto, but you are using a lot of your carbs for the day.
What are the carbs from the cheese?
I think it's because they make them with cottage cheese, don't they?
I don't know.
I think it's like part cottage cheese, part egg. And you're probably using like 18 to 20 carbs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. From what I've learned, the less carbs, the better with keto because of the whole ketosis thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just not happening if there are too many carbs going around. So yeah, they are there, but those are like, just eat the sandwich at that point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right. Alien Pizza Planet.
Ooh, we got three salads here.
I was going to start with this in alphabetical order. I'm like, no, we'll start on Main Street and move our way around.
The Centurion Chicken Caesar Salad. Grilled chicken breast atop crisp romaine lettuce tossed in Caesar dressing with croutons and
it's Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan cheese.
It's not Parmigiano or Reggiano.
$10.99.
Yeah, it's a Caesar salad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes a basic Caesar just works.
As long as it's got the cheese, dude.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have the cheese, get it. Send it back.
Yeah. Next, we have the chicken and orange salad. Napa salad blend with diced grilled chicken, shredded carrots, mandarin oranges, slivered almonds with crispy chow mein noodles and sesame seeds. Served with sweet chili soy dressing. $10.99.
Yeah, I can imagine this being a little sugary, we'll call it.
Yeah.
But both of these, look, the fact that there's chicken in the salad means it's a real meal.
Yeah.
It'll fill you up. A lot of protein and all that. And I think a big thing with the salads, especially like you're at Disneyland, whatever, you're not going to feel bogged down. You got this freshness going on, and you just ate veggies and like some good fiber and all that. So, yeah.
So this used to be the Chinese chicken salad, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Chicken and orange. Like Centurion chicken and then just chicken and orange.
Well, a centurion is like a Roman soldier. Okay. And Caesar, Rome.
That's cute.
But it still says Caesar. But like what would and centurion sounds futuristic.
Yeah.
But what would the chicken and orange salad be? Like what could you know, without making some weird racist statement.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that it's not called a Chinese chicken anymore. It's just,
I feel like no one was offended by Chinese chicken salad.
I don't think so.
That's like the name. Dude, what's the best Chinese chicken salad on earth?
The Costco.
Yes.
Yes.
Oof.
100%.
Dude, did I tell the story here that I once lost a tooth eating it?
Oof. Did you really?
It like, you know those crispy noodles?
Yeah.
It made a tooth loose and I was angry. Because angry.
Were you a kid?
Angry. Yeah, I was a kid. Yeah.
Hey, you never know, dude. I'm still missing.
Yeah. I was a kid and I wanted to finish Chinese chicken salad, so I went to the bathroom and I ripped a tooth out. Continued eating. It's like, I want the salad. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. So, go ahead.
The satellite salad is the next one.
What? That's two more.
Yeah. Oh, I already added them. I added the three at the same time. Satellite salad, mixed greens, tomatoes, carrots, served with a choice of dressing. $5.79.
What did you notice about this, Ryan?
It's the side salad.
Yeah. Satellite on the side.
Dude,
you gotta eat this at least.
Yeah.
This isn't gonna hurt.
I feel like I've had this.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know when. I don't know when the last time I ate it.
Maybe a little satellite salad, right?
Pizza Planet. I'm gonna start calling it that. That's cool.
Hi, can I have a satellite salad? Like, get angry, nerd.
Next from Galactic Grill, we have the chop salad. Mixed lettuce with grilled chicken, cucumber, tomato, onion, red pepper, and feta cheese served with roasted pepper ranch dressing. I feel like almost every salad that we've talked about so far has like one thing that's special.
Yeah, there's a variety here.
There is.
Here it's the red peppers.
It's red pepper ranch dressing.
With red peppers.
Oh, with red peppers, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Are these pickled red peppers?
Probably.
That would be good.
Probably.
Because that's got like a...
You like those like soft red peppers?
When they're chopped up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have too many though.
Yeah, Brandy loves those things, dude. Oh my God. I forgot what we had them on, but I was like, oh, I'm tired of it. She loves them.
So here's what I want to check. Is there like... Heck? Okay. Red. Okay. The mushroom Philly sandwich has red bell peppers in it.
Mm.
So I think that's like why they have it. Like we have the ingredients.
Yeah, you might as well throw it in.
Yeah. Okay. So lots of salads so far, but let's go to, I think, the king of the diet eating.
Mm-hmm.
Bengal barbecue.
For sure.
Monica writes in. At Disneyland, Bengal barbecue skewers only. And then she says at Galactic Grill, the Felucian Kefta, skip the pita, but we'll get to that later. So first up, the Banyan beef skewer, hot and spicy beef skewer for $6.99. Now, what's the difference between this and the Bengal beef skewer? Beef skewer served in a sweet Zulu sauce, $6.99. Is it just the sauce?
I think so. Just one spicy, one sweet.
The beef's a little tough here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's good, but you're not getting it medium.
Yeah.
Or medium rare.
It's just been, they're just grilling.
Yeah.
Next up, the Chieftain Chicken Skewer. Chicken skewer in a Polynesian sauce, $6.49. I think chicken's better here than the beef.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like, I know it could dry out, but it's small. It's fine, right? The pork belly skewer. Grilled pork belly with hoisin sauce, pickled carrots, and daikon topped with cilantro, $7.99. So this is a very banh mi. Skewer?
I've never had this.
Yeah, hold the pan. So it's good. The problem with this one, pork belly off of a skewer gets stuck in your teeth.
Oh,
so grab a little fork and knife for sure. But it's good. It's not as soft. It's a
little tough.
It's Bengal barbecue. But it's good though. It's tasty. And I love a little cilantro. But $7.99. I don't know what's going on with that. Then there's the Outback vegetable skewer, skewered fresh vegetables for $5.99. I guess, you know, grilled veggies, underrated.
They are, for sure.
And then there's, Rain, you could have this one. This is everyone's favorite.
The Safari Skewer, bacon-wrapped asparagus skewer, on a skewer, for $6.49. Delicious,
dude. What's up with this?
It's just asparagus and bacon.
Yeah.
Delicious. I mean, you can't, what else do you need? You don't need anything else.
Chicken.
It throws it off.
I don't know. You know what this would be good with? A little bit of cheese.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never looked for this. It reminds me of like bacon wrapped dates.
Those are stuffed with cheese, right?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Blue cheese sometimes.
Really? I've never had that.
Yeah.
I think I've only ever had them once.
Yeah. I don't like bacon wrapped things.
Mm.
I like a thick bacon.
What about a jalapeno popper?
I've never had a bacon.
Really?
He made a face like, that's weird. That's out of the ordinary with bacon.
Sorry. They're not called jalapeno poppers. I guess it's bacon-wrapped jalapeno, right? It's like a jalapeno stuffed with cheese with bacon wrapped around it.
So regular jalapeno poppers are deep fried.
Yeah, that's what...
Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers is what they're called. Oh, so okay. This is different. Is this some keto nonsense, Rain?
Dude, this is the Rodriguez special. Every barbecue I've gone to at Brandy's dad's house.
You didn't bring them to your house for me. Dude, look at this picture.
Yeah, that's how they look.
Look at this picture.
Oh. But he puts those bad boys on the barbecue. It's cheddar, cream cheese, and something else, I think, on the inside. Oh, man, dude. Those things are next level good.
Ooh, this looks like it's got goat cheese instead.
Mm.
Or just straight up cream cheese, I think, maybe. Eh.
You'd like
one. I don't care about bacon wrapped. I just want bacon. Okay. They also have the hummus trio.
Oh, that's new.
Trio of house-made seasonal hummus served with fresh vegetables.
Maybe it's not
$6.49. I don't know. Yeah. Shout out to Valerie, friend of the show, because every time she goes to the movie theater, she gets hummus trio, which I think is hilarious. I don't know what movie theater, but she posts it every time. All right, cool. And then they have the dill pickle and the spicy dill pickle, $4.49.
I gotta get a pickle, man. It's been a long time.
These used to be $3.50, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. But like 15 years ago. 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah.
And next door, Tropical Imports, assorted whole fruits, pineapple spear for $3.49, and the same pickles, regular or spicy.
Shout out to the dual wield.
The dual wield. What are they? The pickle and the pineapple?
Yeah.
And I really got to throw this in the washing machine.
Really?
Look at this. It's just like.
Hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, this whole Bengal Barbecue Tropical Imports area, pretty good.
Yeah, good food here.
Very low carb, high protein. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna call it. Edelweiss snacks, all protein. The turkey leg, $12.99. You can get this in various spots, but turkey leg, it's
fine.
Yeah,
it's nasty, like dirty. It's just like
it's tendons. It's
slimy.
Chirine. All right. Red Rose Tavern.
We got the Salad du Jardin. Kale mix, shredded carrots.
It's not like Arabic.
Kale like mix, shredded saladine. Carrots, crispy chickpeas, orange sections, and dried cranberries with citrus vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kale and carrots. Crispy chickpeas might be good, though.
Orange sections. What is that, just like cut orange?
Like the wedges.
Oh, okay. You know?
I don't know. That's 9 on the salad counter already.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, so I need to open Rancho del Zocalo because I got the stitch page.
Oh, really?
And I was like, don't do this to me.
Dude, I thought that you were just like, yeah, Mexicans don't eat healthy.
No. No, every restaurant's not on here.
Oh, okay.
Force quit. Because I was like, oh, I'll do this in the app later. And I think I just said, I'll do it on the show. It's only one. Rancho. Okay. So, cheese enchiladas. Nope. Carne asada plate. Rice and beans. Not healthy. So, there is a fire grilled half chicken marinated with chile and citrus. Probably comes with rice and beans, but that's a lot of chicken. Probably good. And then it's just burritos, cauliflower tacos, tostada salad. Oh.
Taco salad.
It's the big tortilla shell.
So oh, okay.
Absolutely not. Bahrain. Hit it. Mexican chicken Caesar salad. Another salad on the salad counter.
Oh.
Grilled chicken, lettuce, house-made Caesar dressing, pepitas, and cotija cheese.
It's known that the Caesar salad is made in Mexico, right?
But with cotija?
Maybe. Why not?
I like how it was just a dude named Caesar, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It has nothing to do with the Roman.
I remember going to a really fancy place in Ixtapa. Well, not fancy. It was in my hotel. But it could be
the fancy place in town.
Maybe. But it was part of like all-inclusive kind of thing. And it was the thing there to get the Caesar salad. And they would make the dressing in front of you.
My dad hates that.
Really?
He would always, if the waiter looked older, he'd be like, oh, you guys could just make it and bring it. But if it was like a young, like excited waiter, he'd be like, I feel bad telling them. I don't want them to do the show. Because it's just like, they're just talking to you while they're making the thing. I'm like, give me the salad.
Oh, wow. That's like,
oh, now we're gonna crack the pepper off the top. Like, okay.
Your cousin and dad, right? That's who went to Fleming's?
My cousin and his dad.
Oh, and his dad. Yeah, yeah.
My cousin and my dad.
They're okay with the show, right?
Yeah, I don't care. My uncle is very talkative.
Okay. Because I feel like they do that.
Very personable.
I think they do that with the Fleming salad. Maybe not. No, I'm getting it mixed up with another place. The shout out to all our NorCal people. The House of Prime Rib in San Francisco. They do the whole bring out the bowl and make the salad in front of you.
I saw, you've seen that one video, right?
Which one?
The Asian guy about how to get your second plate.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't fall for their lies. Yeah. Don't eat the salad, whatever. Look at all my friends. They're already full. And then, dude, all the Asians in the comments said this is the most Asian thing ever. He goes, ask for it with the bone. Don't eat the whole thing. And then say, hey, can I get a bag for the rest of this? It's for my dog. Dude, If you took Frodo that prime rib bone home.
Oh, that's life. Probably the happiest day of his life.
And because Kimmy will say it, careful with cooked bones and your dogs.
Yeah.
I think the Fleming's bone or the prime rib bone is fine. But the chicken small bones. Chicken bones? No. They'll bite right through them and then cut up their stomach.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But like, I feel like big, like beef ribs and stuff is fine.
Yeah. It's just like the baby back rib bones. Yeah, no. You can't do that.
Oh, munch on those. But like, dude, those like those ribs at the Hawaiian place that mm-hmm. Matthew and I showed you, like, he's not biting through that.
Yeah.
Thing. And just watch them. They get a little rowdy. And take it from them.
Yeah.
Pry it out of their cold, dead hands. They're not gonna... Yeah. All right.
Well, this one's not highlighted. Is there a reason?
I missed it.
Okay. Golden horseshoe. Chicken mixed green salad with choice of dressing. $10.99.
So this is a little more than a side salad. Oh, dude. It's inside. They got to chop up some chicken tenders with this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, big miss if it's not the chicken tenders.
Yeah, let's see. Can you mobile order golden horseshoe? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Golden horseshoe.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, they have like flavored tendies now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, this app. Select another. No, I don't want another location. I think you don't apologize for the convenience. You don't care. All right, they're not going to show it. But they're, the other stuff on the menu, they have buffalo sauce chicken tenders. Chicken okay. tenders tossed in buffalo sauce. Or lemon pepper chicken tenders.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they have a Pib Extra float. What's Pib Extra?
It says Mr. Pib. They changed the name from Mr. to Extra.
Why?
Bad move. I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Pib, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, let me try one more time and then I'll close it if it doesn't work. Yeah, they don't care. Unable to process mobile orders at this time.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to you marked the salad?
Yes, I did.
Did you mark the next one?
No, I did not.
Riverbell Terrace.
It's a warm bacon and spinach salad. Bacon vinaigrette, heirloom tomatoes, and cheese curds. Interesting.
With warm bacon and spinach.
Yeah, interesting. That's a salad?
It's probably an appetizer.
Yeah.
That sounds good though.
It does.
Imagine before barbecue.
Yeah, it's almost like a collard greens kind of thing, right?
Yeah, like lazy collard greens.
Yeah,
just warm spinach.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's. I'm down for some cheese curds in a salad. Cheese curds all day long. They also have the roasted summer squash, which I believe is also plant based. Heirloom tomato sauce, heritage grains. Say it, Rain.
Succotash.
Greens. And tofu, $19. Cool. Roasted summer squash. I did mention we are going to plant-based foods. This is going to be like Disney on all diets. And then too many food.
Yeah.
Too many foods. So plant-based, we're going to do that for Earth Day.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll come back to plant-based. There are more plant-based options than you guys might think.
Just hidden. Seems like they're hidden.
They're just at a lot of like restaurants and stuff. They're not at those booths and stuff. But Yeah, they did make some sort of commitment. Okay. Is it enough? That's not for us to decide. And finally, deviled meatballs with grits, which are okay. Mustard, barbecue, and peppers and onions, $19.
Interesting.
Deviled meatballs. What is that? Don't know. But
interesting.
Dude, I love meatballs.
Yeah.
All right. Blue Bayou. Blackened shrimp. White bean cassoulet with crispy corn, cilantro, and romesco sauce. $18.
Romesco sauce?
Romesco.
I feel like it's green.
Let's see.
Nope. Red.
No. Tomato-based sauce that originated from Valls, province of Tarragona in Catalonia, Spain.
Okay.
Tomato, garlic, and nuts.
The nuts.
Is tarragon from Tarragona?
Yes.
Let's see.
Like tequilas from tequila.
Tarragon, also known as. Blah, blah, blah. Is there like a origin? Oh, it's wild and. Okay, I don't care anymore. All right. you can have this one. Why not?
Brussels sprouts and tazo salad.
No, Brussels sprout.
Brussels, really?
That's what this one is.
Is it just one Brussels sprout?
Brussels sprout.
Oh, okay. Brussels sprout and tazo salad, right?
Tazo? I think tasso.
The A's before the O, isn't it?
But this two S's, tasso.
But two S's, okay. Manchego cheese.
Almost.
Manchego cheese. House-made croutons, apple, and tasso. Ham vinaigrette.
I think it's a brand.
Is it?
Tasso ham. No, it's a smoked, spicy, and cured meat specialty south of Louisiana. Mm. Of South Louisiana. And this came ham is a it's not made from ham. It's not. Okay, tasso is not made from the hind leg of a hog, but rather the hog's shoulder.
Oh, okay.
This cut is typically fatty, and because the muscle is constantly used by the animal, has a great deal of flavor. I feel like we know a little bit too much about the animal.
Yeah.
This is why people go plant-based. But fattier the better. I'd eat this. Manchego cheese, dude. You ever had it? You probably unknowingly had
probably,
it.
Probably,
yeah. You go to Costco?
Yes.
Dude, they sell a quarter of the Manchego. It's like one of the best things you'll ever eat. You could just eat it straight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cut it thin because it gets sweeter that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or put it on, like, we used to put it on pretzel crisps.
Mm, okay,
or
sounds
like
good.
Crackers. Yeah. Manchego, underrated cheese. All right. The chicken gumbo. I'm putting this in here. Tasso ham, andouille sausage, and peppers with steamed rice. $9. Not too much rice.
No, it's not.
So, you know, not bad. You usually share it. You can take a couple bites.
It's small.
Yeah. This one's tiny.
Yeah.
Here's also, this is probably high cal, but that's okay. Deviled crab crusted filet mignon. Lump crab, béarnaise sauce, seasonal vegetables, and apple arugula garnish, $58.
Interesting.
No potatoes, looks nope, like.
Yeah.
So.
You like crab?
Oh, yeah. You got to have good crab, though.
I don't know if I've ever had good crab. Mm. Like where you. They give you a bunch of crab legs and you just go at it. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Butter. Mm. Because you dip it in butter.
Got it.
It's like a sweet shrimp.
Okay.
Fluffy sweet shrimp.
Okay.
Like you would probably like it if it's good. Like you would want it fresh, hot. Like the cold one has a little saltiness to it maybe that you wouldn't like.
Mm.
But it's not as shrimpy as shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Like lobster is more stinky than crab. Crab is more like
soft. And I like
soft.
Lobster.
Yeah. Like lobster tail, you know, it can get fishy. Crab does not get
fishy. I just don't know if I don't like the whole like sucking out of the leg.
Yeah, you don't need to do that, dude. The right ones, you get the big meat and then you give the claw to someone else. Like,
okay.
Yeah. It a real good crab, it should like pull like a hot dog size worth of meat out of it. Maybe
okay.
half, right? But crab cakes, very good.
Mm.
But you need tartar sauce with those. All right. Sustainable market fish with pigeon peas and wilted greens rice, peanut habanero, herb salad, and coconut lime beurre blanc, $40. It's probably a great square meal.
Yeah.
Creole roasted chicken and andouille sausage with roasted shrimp, Creole rice, and Creole sauce, $38. I imagine this might be a little bit much with the rice. But oh wait, I had this, right?
That's what I was gonna say. You had this.
Yeah, it's not too much rice, a lot of chicken. Like it's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's decent. And the escabeche, recommended by Daphne. Olives, peppers, citrus caviar, artichoke hearts, and vinaigrette. $14.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought caviar is supposed to be expensive.
Citrus caviar.
What?
It's probably not really caviar.
Caviar is fish eggs, right?
Yes. It's a finger lime.
Oh, okay. Not even.
It looks like it. They're like, it says little citrus pop rocks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nothing to do with fish.
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, Bon Appetit. Screw those guys. They got rid of my kitchen.
No idea who that is.
Just quick aside. The Bon Appetit test kitchen. It was a test kitchen. And then they started filming this guy, Brad. They had a set in the test kitchen in the back where they would film like these really scripted like Food Network style videos.
Mm-hmm.
Super lame. And then there was It's Alive with Brad Leone. And he would like ferment things. And he was like in the kitchen, and in the background were all the other chefs. And he'd like, they just film him at one of the tables and be like, oh, Claire, come help me out with this. Shout out to Claire Saffitz. And then he'd be like, oh, you like, and then people would pop into the frame and then they'd comment on what he's doing. What are you guys doing here? And he goes, oh, try this. It's a fermented egg. And they're like, okay. And then there was always like Chris working behind them, and he'd like turn around and be like, oh, you should help me out with this and whatever. And so they started filming the shows with these other people, all on YouTube.
Wow.
So okay. All the different people in the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen. And then like Claire she has a book called Dessert Person. She's a dessert person. She would do like, she would remake popular, like she made Pocky. She made Cheez-Its.
Dude, oh, okay.
You go down this rabbit hole, you're never getting out.
See, yeah, it's scary.
It's good stuff though.
Yeah.
So they show you how do they cook it, and like the Claire stuff, oh man, she would like stress out. It was amazing. So Claire and Brad. So dude, they had all the people became like characters basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like watching The Office in a kitchen, but it's real. Cause like you would just get familiar with these people who were like characters who go to work every day and they're just on camera. But then Bon Appetit started like underpaying people, not paying people to be on camera, screwing people of color over.
The usual
and then,
stuff.
Yeah. And then like middle of a pandemic, everyone was doing Zoom. And then like there was this big old thing. And then basically like 80% of the test kitchen left.
Mm.
And it died.
Where was this?
What do you mean?
Where was this test kitchen?
Like in the World Trade Center.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, they tried to make Pop Rocks, and they're like, oh, it requires this pressure chamber. And they're like, hey, maybe we shouldn't make a pipe bomb in the World Trade Center. Because they're like, yeah, we're not going to do this. We're going to end it here.
Yeah.
But, dude, Bon Appetit Test Kitchen, it was taken away from me. It was like, oh, man. It's like watching a bunch of friends just cooking together all day. Go check it out.
I'm scared.
Why? It's like educational.
I go on these rabbit holes and I don't get out.
Like, you're done with Eddie Burback now. Like,
yeah, I kind of am. Because he doesn't post a lot.
No. Because he posts like 45-minute videos.
Yeah.
But, dude, Bon Appetit Test Kitchen, the glory days, man. And then there was, dude, some episodes, like, Claire would stay late. You could see the sunset in New York behind her. And it's like, everyone kind of went home for the day. Good stuff. And then people were shipping her and Brad. Little weird.
Yeah.
They're both married. But, yeah. Dude, that was lightning in a bottle, and they let it go. They messed it up. All right.
I am going to check this out.
Yeah, dude. Like Claire Saffitz, what did she call it? It was like gourmet makes.
That's her new thing?
No, that was part of the test kitchen. So like, name your favorite snack.
I don't know.
You don't know? You're not a snacker, huh?
Not really. Not really.
All right. If you know about the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen, let us know.
Is that Claire?
No. None of those are Claire. That's Claire on the left.
That's her?
Yeah, signature gray stripe.
And that's Brad?
But that's like, no, that's Chris. Brad, dude, let me see. None of those are Brad. Brad's in the middle.
Okay.
Dude, there's a whole storyline within it where Brad had a camera guy, Vinny.
Oh my God.
All right. And he would always refer to Vinny. Okay. Always refer to Vinny. But Vinny couldn't speak. He was the cameraman. And there he had this catchphrase, dude. Like he'd like, oh, nailed it. Who's better than us, Vin? And he'd be like, oh man, Brad and Vinny. And then Vinny went to Babish and it was like this betrayal. And we're like, Vinny's gone?
This like, I feel like I unlocked something inside of you right now.
Dude, it was like a part of my life. Like 2018, 2019,
yeah.
The peak right here of Bon Appetit Test Kitchen. Dude, and it was sad because we saw that Vinny went to Babish. But like, you know, they record stuff ahead of time. And then you got like one last, who's better than us, Vin? And we're like, oh, the heart breaks.
All right.
And what's funny is there are these cute edits on Brad, It's Alive with Brad, and people would think Vinny edited, but Matt edited, and then Matt became the camera guy. Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
I don't know what Vinny's up to these days.
Yeah.
But, oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Shout out.
Bon Appetit Test Kitchen.
I'll say who's better than us. To like, I'll say to you sometimes, and I'll say to Kimmy. But like, you guys don't know what it
means. Yeah, I know it. Okay.
All right. Who's better than us, Rain? I think I've said that for sure. But yeah. Okay. Back to salad. Cafe Orleans has the burrata and prosciutto, fig, cress, and pear with crispy quinoa and balsamic reduction. $16. Burrata is a type of mozzarella, right?
It's the really watery one.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
It became like a thing for it did. A while.
Yeah. Brandy loves it. I cannot. Like burrata and prosciutto with fig, I don't think there's anything Brandy loves more in life.
Cafe Orleans, too?
Yeah.
You guys haven't gone?
We went, but I don't remember seeing this on the menu.
Well, it's here now.
Yeah.
Just like
the Caesar salad, little gem lettuce, grana padano? Padano?
Grana padano.
Oh, okay. With house made crouton, one crouton, and a Caesar dressing. $14.
Sounds good.
I like
grana padano is a good cheese.
And a Caesar dressing. Oh, I see. Okay, I see how that's written.
Yeah. I like how the Caesar dressing is not spelled the same as Caesar salad.
Yeah, I know.
Always good to have a Caesar salad. Now, the bigger gumbo, Tasso ham and Dewey sausage, peppers, tomatoes, and steamed rice, $9. This is a big old...
Bowl.
When I got it, it was a big bowl.
Yeah.
And they have the squash and farro risotto. Toasted seeds and herbs with pumpkin seed oil, $22. So farro is a grain, but it's such a fibrous grain that, mm-hmm. like, you're fine. And people say it's delicious.
Yeah, I think...
this is plant-based, so it's not like a creamy risotto.
Yeah, I think this is another Karina dish that she got, and she actually really enjoyed.
Yeah. And the crudite. Raw and pickled garden vegetables lavash. It's an Armenian bread. And red pepper citrus hummus, $14.
This Brandy has gotten it for sure. And I tried it. Awesome. Nice. Really good stuff.
Lavash, out of nowhere. And that's straight up Armenian. Like, it's not like kebab, which is like everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, we have Hungry Bear Restaurant. The barbecue chicken salad. Barbecue chicken, tomatoes, bacon, cheese, red cabbage, and barbecue vinaigrette. $12.49. Does that mean it's only red cabbage? There's no regular iceberg or... If that's the case, that's interesting.
Nah, there's got to be a little...
A little iceberg in there?
Yeah, like
some greens.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, this could be like the Northwood salad.
Oh, dude, shout out!
That thing is a mess. That's not good for you.
It's not good for you. But
it's
shout out!
Drenched dude. In blue cheese.
Yeah,
and it's the red cabbage. Is it red cabbage or radicchio?
What's radicchio? Is this a Bon Appetit Test Kitchen thing?
No. Radicchio is the white and purple lettuce.
Why does it sound like a Harry Potter spell?
Radicchio. Because what spell does that sound like?
I know. I ridiculous. No, ridiculous.
Oh, that what was that one? No, but there's something Kyo. Hold on. What were we looking up? Hungry Bear.
Yeah.
If this location cannot accept mobile orders, I'm going to.
I think a lot of it's kind of messed up right now because the parks are closing at 8.
Yeah, but all these return times are before then.
Oh,
here we go. Okay. Red pepper cheese fries. Barbecue bacon cheeseburger. Red pepper cheese onion rings. Barbecue chicken salad. Oh, yeah, there's lettuce in there. It's like a Taco Bell salad.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. This is red cabbage.
Yeah. That chicken looks good.
Yeah. Shout out to that red cabbage at Northwoods Inn, though.
Whew. That bread. Dude, Sizzler, get lost.
Yeah.
The bread.
Yeah.
Sizzler is like garlic bread with Parmesan on it.
Have you been to Steakenstein?
That's Clearman's. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same guy. He owns three Northwoods and a Steakenstein.
Oh, that's
Clearman's.
But that's it? Like, that's all they own?
Yeah.
I thought there was more than that.
No. Clearman's, dude. It's
three Northwoods Inns. So,
Clearman's, Northwoods Inn. And a Steakenstein, yeah.
The Pico Rivera Steakenstein is one of a kind?
Yeah.
What? It's okay. I did not know that.
They don't even... Oh, Clearman's Restaurants, Our History, originally located in Monrovia. John Clearman.
That is a white man if I've ever heard.
1958, woodsy atmosphere. Okay. So Let's see. Okay. The first originally located in Monrovia, it moved due to the 210 freeway construction. So they moved to San Gabriel.
Okay.
Eventually, two more Northwoods restaurants, the Steak and Stein and the Galley.
The Galley.
Were added to the Clearman's family.
The Galley's in Arcadia, right?
I don't know.
I think
warm in the winter, cool room, okay, blah, blah, blah. Lumberjack sized portions, Clearman Northwoods at Rosemead and San Gabriel. Clearman, okay.
So that's the Covino one, shout out, dude. I live down the street.
That was the first one I've ever been to.
The Covino one?
Yes, because.
Yep, the Galley's exactly what I thought. It's the boat.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Locations. Okay, Northwoods in San Gabriel, Northwoods in Covina, Northwoods in La Mirada, Clearman's Steak and Stein Inn, and Clearman's Galley. Yeah. Dude, honestly, though, that rice, ass.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. That's so true, though.
It's so bad.
But, that rice pilaf? Get out of here.
Yeah, no.
Just give me two potatoes.
Yeah, the potato's decent.
Yeah.
But it's all about the bread, the salad.
The salad.
Dude, even, what did I tell you? They'll get the ribeye and you got the ribeye.
Yeah.
How about the New York? Yeah. Their steak is okay.
It's fine. But that salad.
You know what I love though? When you tell people the split plate fee, like they charge you to split. It's like, oh, you each get all the sides.
Yeah.
And they cut the steak in half. You each get half a potato, which is
more than enough.
Yeah. It's the biggest potato you've seen in your life.
Yeah.
All right. Whoops. Yeah. Steak and stuff. They just repainted the La Mirada roof.
Oh, it's saw
fresh,
that.
Fresh coat of snow.
Dude, sometimes I pass by that Chick-fil-A right next door, and every time I pass by, like 9:30-ish, right? The same white lady right outside that Clearman's or right outside the restaurant with her dog running around. I think she's...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Northwoods Inn.
Yeah. There's a lady?
There's a lady that's there every morning at 9:30 watering outside the Northwoods Inn.
Oh.
I think she's one, like, she's probably part of the family.
Mm.
That's probably like her restaurant or something. But she's watering the plants outside, and the dog is just running around the parking lot. I mean, it's like golden retriever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dude, I once saw a family roll up in like the Porsche Panamera, like all tricked out at like Northwoods Inn. Yeah. Sorry, Kimmy. I got a ribeye when she tried it for the first time. Anyways. Okay. Where are we?
Oh, back to me.
Back to Disneyland. Well, I scrolled down way too far. We're in...
Docking Bay 7, food and cargo. The Surabot Valley Greens with roasted tip-yip, marinated chicken, mixed greens, quinoa.
Whatever you want.
Veggie mix, mini peppers, olives, cotija cheese, and cilantro dressing. $14.29. You consider this a salad? I mean, Valley Greens, I guess, right?
Okay. So... I'm reading the book, and I know the lore. It's not Valley Greens. It's Surabot Valley. Black Spire Outpost is located in Surabot Valley. Tip-yip is chicken.
Okay.
And greens are like greens. So it's a marinated chicken, mixed greens, quinoa veggie mix, mini peppers, olives, cotija cheese, cilantro. What's not a salad about this?
Olives just... Oh, no. Olives aren't salads.
Yeah. The Greek salad.
Yeah.
Mediterranean...
Olive Garden.
The Olive Garden. So, yeah. Yeah.
Get out of here, black olives.
Yeah, those aren't real olives. California olives. But yeah, I actually want to try this.
Yeah, me too.
Sounds good. But they have the Felucian Kefta and Hummus Garden spread. Wow, they just keep adding words to this thing. Impossible meatballs, herb hummus, and tomato cucumber relish with pita, $12.99. You can eat the pita. It's such a good meal.
Still one of the best meals at Disneyland, bar none.
Yeah, when we were going to do a different format of this episode, this was going to go in the Mediterranean diet. Because this is totally fine to eat.
Yeah.
Now, Impossible is very carby. It's like it's not as healthy as beef. My uncle is very good at dieting. Because I don't want to manifest it, he's leaving his 40s, we'll call it. He's like shredded. Like, you'd never guess. Eat super healthy. But he thought Impossible was like, oh, it's healthier. He'd eat two of those patties a day. And then he realized each patty is like 200 something calories or something. He's like, oh, shoot. Like, just because it's not made of meat doesn't mean it. I think he thought it was like a veggie burger. Because he likes certain veggie patties. And he thought it was like that. It's like, no, this is pretending it's beef with right. all the same nutrition facts.
Have you tried the veggie burger from The Habit?
No.
Very good. It's not impossible and it's not beyond.
You know what, though?
It's its own thing.
I never get burgers from The Habit. They've gone downhill with the burgers.
They got bought out, right? By Taco Bell?
Yeah. They were going downhill before that, I think. Mm. But I always, it's either the chicken sandwich, which is very good.
Yeah.
The
Santa Barbara, shout out.
The Santa Barbara char.
Yeah.
Bonkers, because it's just butter. And they had a patty melt. Like, I'll try that. Their salads are pretty decent. Chicken sandwich, not good.
Mm.
Chicken nuggets, not good. All right. So, Oga's Cantina. Spiced roshir pods. Seasoned edamame, sliced cucumbers, and citrus gochujang dip. $12. It's just edamame, but whatever.
Yeah. What is this Worshire?
That's their name for edamame. It's Star Wars, dude.
Yeah.
Cat Sokka's Kettle has crate butter popped grains with crate red salt, $7.29. It's popcorn. A little buttery, I'm sure, but hey. Popcorn.
Doesn't hurt.
Light snack. Yeah. It's not going to kill you. Now, Ronto Roasters, Jackson wrote, ooh, not sure if this is healthy, but the Ronto's Garden Wrap at Ronto's Roasters is amazing. Not healthy at all. I'm sorry. It's a good option, right? It's a, we'll call it not unhealthy option, but that bread's killer.
Yeah.
And dude, everyone always gets two. I've definitely just gotten one before.
I've never had the Garden Wrap.
It's really good. It goes toe-to-toe with the
regular one?
Yeah. Because it's the pickled veggies with the gochujang is so flavorful. And the, actually, now that I know what other people call lulay kebab, it's like a kubide.
Oh, okay.
But fake. But it's like roasted, so you don't even
know. It's almost like falafel?
No. It's like impossible.
Oh, it is impossible. Okay.
So, it's straight up like kubide. Because it's meant to be ground beef on a skewer.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to California Adventure Park. All right. Why did I scroll? Why did I do that to myself? Okay. Carthay Circle Lounge. The Moroccan roasted chicken meatballs with pomegranate relish and tzatziki for $16. Monica recommends. Like I said, I'm down for some meatballs.
Yep.
And yeah, I may have had this. It's very flavorful. Well, pomegranate. Oh. Tzatziki, dude, is like...
This is only in the lounge?
Yes.
So, does that mean that's al fresco also?
That's what the lounge is. It's okay. It's
lounge. Like a combo now, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's a random if you're going to get outside or inside.
Yeah, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
I feel like if they got rid of the reservation thing, people would forget that the lounge is there and just eat there. It was meant to be like, wait here for your table.
Yeah. I'm supposed to go there Thursday. The lounge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's alfresco dining, and I was like, I don't know if that means both or just outside.
I wonder if you have the res, they'll give you the inside if you want it.
I hope so.
As opposed to the walk-up.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I feel we got to do strong water.
Why?
We're supposed to do it for Magic Carpet Ride in March, but it's February now. But we should be able to get something.
We should be, yeah. For March, we should be.
Yeah. All right, we'll text them. Okay. Where are we? Roasted salmon. Walnuts, pomegranates, tahini yogurt, yellow cauliflower, velvet.
Okay.
$26. Feel like it's not good.
I guarantee you Karina's going to get this on Thursday when I go with her.
Does she do dairy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's pescatarian.
Pescatarian.
So dairy and cheese is good. No land animal meat.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yeah, this could be good. They also have the Vietnamese twice cooked beef lettuce wraps with pineapple mint salsa. So this is keto.
Oh yeah, dude.
Because that's what that K is when we.
I mean, pineapple not so much, but
it's pineapple mint salsa, dude. And yeah. A little sprinkle. They have the tacos of these, which are delicious. But
the lettuce wrap.
This is a lettuce wrap, and you like lettuce wraps? Stuff,
I do.
Like
that duck, that lettuce. I showed Brandy the TikTok. And I was like, check out that hand model right there. Scooping that duck in.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I file my nails now.
Do you?
Because I cut them and they were like rough.
Yeah.
I don't polish them. Hmm. But I go the two-step. Why not? Okay. So low carb. Filet mignon beef skewers with aji Amarillo Peruvian stewed beans, $26. Don't pay $26 for skewers.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that now. And the
endive and arugula salad of pears. Candied pepitas, pumpkin, goat cheese, $18.
I feel like this is might be a little indulgent, but, you know, it's a salad. We'll shout it out.
Yeah.
15 salads?
15 salads.
That's crazy. Dude, that's like, think of, if you go once a week, that's like 3 months.
Of salads?
Of salads.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're not even done. Carthage Circle Restaurant has the citrus marinated sustainable fish ceviche. Avocado, ancho chili tomato essence, crispy cassava chips, $26. The cassava makes it okay, right?
Yeah. Every time I've eaten at Carte, they always recommend the ceviche. And I've never had it.
Because it's $26.
Yeah, I know.
Like, people make ceviche with ketchup. Like, we can calm down.
Shout out to, not shout out, anti-shout out. I didn't know that you cook ceviche. Like, you can put just a lot of citrus, and that's considered cooking fish.
That's the gist of ceviche. That's the whole point.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You put so much lemon that it cooks the shrimp and squid sometimes, yeah? It's mostly shrimp, right?
And fish.
Yeah.
Regular
it
fish.
It cooks in citrus.
Yeah.
That's the point where it is cooked legally. What's going on?
It's a 10-year-old iPad. That's what's going on.
Yeah, and it's very citrusy. That's the whole point. But anyways, crispy gochujang, fried shrimp, spicy cucumber salad.
Oh.
Wait.
No, cucumber salad on the side.
This is important, guys. Carthay. Oh, it's all in my history because...
No, that's a salad. What? That's a salad for sure.
Because it's got...
A vinaigrette.
Oh. No, but is it with a salad?
Crispy gochujang fried shrimp. I mean, if it's like it really the only difference is whether the shrimp's on the side or on top of it. That's it.
No, it's officially called crispy gochujang fried shrimp, and then it comes with the little sub thing is spicy cucumber salad, hajiki, yuzu tahini vinaigrette.
Okay, not a salad.
It is a salad, but it's not a salad.
Yeah.
All right. This. Fried shrimp, not common.
No.
Like, you can get it at Panda Express, but, like, people aren't usually frying shrimp unless it's, like, it's always the coconut fried shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
Love it.
Yeah.
So good.
You know where you gotta go? It's a place in Malibu. Jeffrey's.
Never heard of it.
It's with a G. It's good. Mm. It's, like, in a house.
Really?
Yeah, but on a cliff. Like, it's
that's Malibu for you.
Yeah. You just gotta go to Malibu.
Yeah,
go to the Getty Villa.
Oh, it's right there.
Jeffrey. Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive, but it's like you're already out there.
Yeah,
there you go. Just plan your date. Okay. Where are we at? Roasted globe artichoke, toasted garlic, pine nuts, spicy tangerine coulis, $17. I don't know, man. I'm
not an artichoke guy.
I have no problem. I have no quarrel with artichoke.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't need artichoke.
Remember that booth last year? Or yeah. I think it's been there the past few years, no?
Something. Dude, it's been there since the first Food and Wine.
Freaking
artichokes. I heart artichokes.
Yeah.
But it should be like I heartichokes.
Yeah.
but no, dude, I've had... The best thing I've had from there is artichoke ice cream.
That was the best thing?
Oh, dude, it was like a cake pop of ice cream.
Sounds disgusting.
Oh, no. It was great. When was the first one?
16.
April. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Okay. Although the artichoke thing might have been the year after. Yes. Yeah. So that would be April 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dude. This thing?
So it's not an...
was great. It was like artichoke ice cream with pistachio chocolate. And the chocolate.
Yeah.
It was as a cake pop. Good stuff, man. I'm telling you. They knew what they were doing back then. Dude, look at... You ain't getting this at Food & Wine anymore.
No.
It's just salmon.
Yeah.
It's just salmon and seaweed. Like, come on. What are you guys doing? I miss...
Making birria egg rolls.
Well, that's Lunar New Year. All right. Mediterranean mussels and bay scallops in a spicy Calabrian chili crunch broth with crispy chickpeas. $20. I don't know about mussels. I don't like mussels that much, but yeah. I love scallops.
I'm not.
Does the sand kill you? Kev's like that.
Yeah.
As soon as he bites on the sand, he's out.
Yeah, it's gross.
I love it. It's just rocks, dude.
It's rocks that you shouldn't be eating.
Nah, it's just sand. It, you know what? It's a grain of sand. Like one grain of sand.
Yeah, but that.
But it feels like a rock.
Yeah.
In your mind.
Yeah.
But dude, a good. I had a. I think it was 2020. Couldn't go out for my birthday. My dad and I always do the fancy restaurant. He goes, I'll cook whatever you want.
You told him scallops?
I said I wanted a mushroom risotto with fat scallops and truffle shaved on top. And everyone thought the truffle was gross, so my dad and I just ate all the truffle. He ordered it from that Royal something where Val orders his food.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, look at this homemade birthday dinner.
Oh,
that's
man.
All truffle. It's the whole place covered in truffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll post that as one of the things. That's when my aunt made me a confetti cake, which I asked for, with a little too many layers. And the dude,
I like the
OG.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That's cool.
Yeah, shout out. That was a fun pandemic birthday. This is when Kev was like shredded, dude.
Holy cow, geez, that was some big arms, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what's going on.
When your mom gets mad at you,
not often.
Okay, but what if she does she use your full name? You know that thing where it's like,
my mom hasn't been mad at me in like 20 years, dude. Like. My mom mad at me. No, she doesn't.
No.
She'll still say Sark.
Your dad too? I feel like your dad's been mad at you a lot more.
My dad has not called me Sarkis in like, I don't know if he's ever called me Sarkis.
What does he call you? Son?
No, son.
Boy.
Boy. I don't know, actually. I don't know.
At work.
Probably like silly names. I don't know.
You guys, Armenians don't have like a mijo, right?
Oh, yeah. We have Hokis.
Hokis?
Yeah.
Okay.
It means my soul.
So you say, is that, you like, can you use that for boy or girl?
Yeah.
There's no
Hokis.
Gender. Mind.
It's like we have Hokis and then Yavrig, but that's, I don't think that's Armenian, but it's like one of those things.
Mm.
Yavrig is more like, oh, my little one. Hokis is like my soul, like mi corazón, but it's not like that.
Okay.
You wouldn't say it to your lover.
Got it.
I think you can, but it's like, yeah, Hokis is just like, oh, my sweet child. Like,
yeah,
come on,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, no, we don't do like a son, like mijo type thing. Mm. I don't think. So, what is son? I don't know. Let's see. Armenian translate. What an episode. What an Spanish to Armenian? No, I'm not doing that.
Put mijo.
Oh, dude. Good one. Good pull. Good pull. Okay. Mijo. Cirelis.
What is that?
Like my little love. Like, or like my little someone I love.
Yeah.
Like Cirel is to like, but also to like ser is love.
Okay.
So Cirel is like my love, but like my, it's like, oh, my little love, you know?
Yeah.
Cirel is though. Querida. I like how it never goes back properly, but I want to, no, not Esperanto English. Darling.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
But what were we going to do? Son. Vorti. Yeah, no, it's like offspring. Yeah, we don't. Oh, Dura. But that's boy.
I wouldn't.
Oh, you know what it is? So that, like, you point at him, like, oh, I Duran, that boy. But Duras, my boy.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, with daughter, Achigas, my girl.
Hmm.
Dude, this is old language.
Yeah.
It was just like, ah, oh, that's my boy.
Yeah.
But you know what? One of my employees, Mexican, when he has to go pick up his kid from school, he'll say, I'm going to go pick up my boy. And every time he says it, sounds like he loves him very, like, you could tell he loves him. But, like, he says it with, like, this, like, I got to go get my boy. Yeah. Anyways.
Got to take a little.
In terms of endearment.
a little break from food here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where are we at? Yeah, another one.
16. Carthay wedge salad, farmers market apples, candied bacon, blue cheese, pecans. $18, recommended by Daphne. Also the gnocchi, but I don't know about that, she says.
I wrote that.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Gnocchi is pasta potatoes.
That's literally all gnocchi is?
Pretty sure. It's like potato starch and pasta.
Just like?
As a ball.
As a ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, but
yeah,
not healthy. But if that's plant-based, we'll bring it up soon. But Daphne, I do appreciate you. Thank you. Another wedge. Yeah, my mom used to get the wedge. It just bothers me, man.
My mom loves a wedge.
Hey, you cut into it, it sprays everywhere. Like, what's going on? Yeah. I don't like the
show. I like the apples here.
Does Gordon Ramsay hate the wedge?
I feel like that's something he would hate.
Like, okay, I wonder, how does Gordon, now I understand voice, like, feel about wedge salad. Well, the generative AI is gone.
Oh, it is, huh?
Oh, look, people ask, what is the point of wedge salad? in addition to its appealing mix of cooling and creamy elements, one of the hallmarks of wedge salad is its total simplicity. Overcomplicating in an attempt to make a version that stands out from the crowd flies in the face of what the salad should be.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, I don't like it. Who made the first?
Walt Disney.
Marion Harris, Neil's cookbook, salad sandwiches and chafing dish recipes. I don't know if it's chafing. I think it's like...
Chafing.
1916. Get out of here. The wedge salad became popular in the 2010s, right? Or the 2000s?
No way, dude. I think that, to me, wedge salad is like 1950s.
Really?
Yeah. It's like old school food.
Maybe it just came like, back with the salad generation.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like chili. Like Walt's chili or fried chicken. That's like 1950s food.
Right, where do I get the wedge salad? At the Disneyland Resort.
I probably would say Carthay.
Oh, wait. No.
Hmm.
It's coming up. The boardwalk one. Andrew was all about that wedge.
Yeah. Thing.
But it wasn't a wedge. It was romaine.
Yeah.
It's two. I think it was just romaine split in half. Wedge has to be iceberg.
Yeah.
So where was the first one? The wedge. Pick the wedge.
Carnation.
Yeah, I'm not going to Carnation and getting a wedge salad.
Yeah, no.
Wedge salad with a Walt's chili.
old food, huh?
Yeah, all right. Okay. Still at Carthay Circle?
Yeah, you're good.
Roasted Brussels sprouts. More than one. Mm-hmm. With croutons, grana padano, Caesar dressing, $15.
Brussels sprouts.
So, what? My cousin Autumn, you know, he's at the Flemings.
Uh-huh.
Did he send pictures? Oh, he didn't take any pictures. Okay. He says he feels dead, though. I want to know what his order was.
Like it was too much?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, dude, Brandy and I have felt that way about Tomahawk Tuesdays, where we leave and we're like, we cannot put any other piece of food in our body. And the last time we went, we were like, I'm telling you, portions, very different now.
Yeah, but dude, for me, I can't eat like a salad, a steak, potatoes, and a veggie and a dessert. Like I'd die.
Really?
Yeah, it's too much.
I can do it.
Yeah, and he said he fasted all day to like make the room. But I told him for the veggie to get Brussels sprouts because unhealthy Brussels sprouts is like the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah.
All right. Did you get those at Laguna? You got the bread, which was your food of the week.
I don't think I'd have to check.
They were like teriyaki crispy.
No.
I think you skipped.
Yeah, I think I skipped.
The appetizer because you got bread.
Yeah. Good bread. Good bread, man.
I have no problem with the bread, but maybe I'll go there with Kimmy soon. She loves that bread. Okay. Rain.
Oh, you know what? I got to read this next
one. Yeah, go ahead.
The signature thick cut pork chop. Braised cabbage. Nuesque?
Oh, Nuesque's bacon. It's a brand name.
Okay, Nuesque's bacon. Celery root puree. Pecan apple chutney. $52. Now, I want to make it clear that pecan apple chutney rotates.
So that's the one thing that changes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a...
They're really getting this pork. Like, they put the bacon on the pork.
That's great, dude.
That's like putting chicken in a breakfast burrito. which Chick-fil-A does.
It was great. seriously, one of the best things I think at Disneyland in general. Bar none, any kind of food. That Dude, pork chop is legendary.
Mr. Wayne at work, I told him to get the pork chop, and he was like, honestly, it's one of the best pork chops I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Like, yep. That's what I've heard. I haven't gone in a while. Okay. Yeah, so get it, guys. Is this healthy, though? Yeah, it's low carb.
It's low carb, pork not healthy. Just pork in general, I feel like.
No, it's white meat. The other white meat, that's the whole thing. There's no fat in it.
Okay.
Right? The fat cap on pork is kind of gross.
Yeah.
You can get a good one.
Yeah.
But usually that's like the pork belly. And bacon's fine.
I just feel like pork is like that dirty meat.
That's the old thing. That's why, dude, there was a whole ad campaign, the other white meat.
Is pork?
Yeah, because pork is very lean. Think of like a pork tenderloin.
Yeah.
Super lean. Because you can't eat pork fat unless it's like slow cooked, like pork belly and the shoulder and whatever. But like you're not having like grilled pork fat. Like, ugh.
Right.
Nasty. Right. I could be wrong. I mean, bacon's got fat. But the pork chop is lean.
Is lean. It is.
Yeah. Okay. Sauteed fish of the day. Hot and sour autumn squash broth. Forbidden rice.
It is forbidden.
What's that?
Nacho Libre.
Really?
Yeah. And when he's talking about Encarnacion and Nacho's professing his love, and the random brother just calls it is forbidden.
cashews, fresh herbs, $50. $50 fish, too much.
Yeah.
I put this here.
That's a good pull. Very good pull.
San Pellegrino.
Great.
Dude, that'll fill you up.
Yep.
Dude, at
those bubblies.
Year before this last one at Mammoth, I wanted a Pellegrino, and they bring the whole bottle, the big bottle. And it's just me, and I was so like bloated because of the freaking altitude, the gas, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't finish Pellegrino, but I bought the bottle. I'm like, but I bought the bottle. So I took the glass bottle in my room. I'm like, this is mine. Yeah. And I felt like a drunk because I had a big glass like wine bottle. But it's just sparkling water. Perrier sucks.
I like Pellegrino much.
Perrier's salty.
It is salty.
There's a sodium rating on it. Not rating, you know what I mean. Okay, Rain, take this away.
Nice. Wine Country Trattoria. The side house salad. Mixed greens, tomato, fresh strawberries, carrot ribbons, crispy artichokes, roasted beet, mascarpone spread, and champagne vinaigrette. $6.
It sounds indulgent.
That is a fancy house salad.
Yeah.
Side house salad. Next, we have the Trattoria salad with shrimp. Mixed greens, fresh strawberries, carrot ribbons, crispy artichokes, roasted beet, mascarpone spread, and champagne vinaigrette, which is the same exact thing.
With shrimp. But it's a
Probably the big portion because it's $24.
Yeah, it's $24.
Yeah.
How's our salad counter doing?
Oh, sorry.
Did you get the Carthay wedge?
I did. So okay. we're at 18.
All right.
Next, we have Flo's V8, the Cobb de Ville salad. Mixed lettuce, turkey breast, crispy bacon, blue cheese, hard cooked egg, corn, and tomatoes with ranch dressing. That is an American salad.
I think
that's
the cold cut turkey, too.
Mm,
you ever had one of those salads?
No.
They're weird.
Having turkey in your salad like that?
I've had like a ham and turkey cob that's like chopped up cold cuts. It's very odd.
Yeah, that does.
Even Jersey Mike's does that.
Yeah, because it's just a sandwich in a bowl.
Yeah, which is
not good.
Nasty.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try. You know what? They're chicken.
Hmm.
Dude, imagine like their bacon ranch chicken as a bowl.
Yeah.
It's probably delicious.
That is interesting.
Maybe next week.
Next, the salad don't stop, dude. Salads don't stop. Next, we have Pim's Test Kitchen, the compound crustacean. Shrimp salad with iceberg and leaf lettuce. Couscous, quinoa, tomatoes, olives, feta, red pepper, and citrus vinaigrette. $13.99. Some interesting stuff in there.
Yeah, I don't think they have this without the crustacean, but I don't think I ever want a shrimp salad.
Yeah, me either.
They used to have one at Docking Bay, but now it's chicken.
Mm.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what it is about cold shrimp with lettuce. It just doesn't go for me.
I feel like the shrimp is contaminating the lettuce.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not true, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And another.
Oh, and another salad. The side arugula salad, $5.49.
This is the salad that comes with the panini.
Not good?
It's just like arugula with vinaigrette.
Arugula to me does not taste good by itself.
There are different kinds of arugula.
Okay.
There's a very fennel-y arugula, and there's a very fresh arugula, kind of like the way basil is.
Oh, okay.
Arugula is good when you get a couple leaves in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's mixed with stuff, it's good.
Yeah. So there's also a side slaw for $2.79. I don't know why I put side marinara sauce. 89 cents.
Put on your salad.
And a side of candied bacon, $4.49. This is not healthy.
That's not healthy.
Yeah. But it's keto.
Yeah.
It's not. It's all sugar. It's covered in sugar. Yeah. All right. Magic Key Terrace has the Salmon Sokyo short rib, white miso smashed edamame, carrot ginger puree, roasted edamame, bacon, pineapple togarashi gel, pickled ginger, green onions, and a teriyaki reduction. Is, 34.
Is this the same short rib that they've had for a long time?
I don't know, but this sounds great.
If it's the short rib I had, that was one of the best short ribs I've ever had. At Magic Key Terrace. Small, but it was amazing.
I feel like they changed it.
From Oogie Boogie? That was the last time I was there.
Was Salmon Sokyo open? Yeah.
Yeah, it was. No,
it's probably the same one, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I'll show you a picture. Thing was phenomenal. When I go to Oogie Boogie,
October 8th.
October 8th.
Dang. Or 6th.
No, you're right, 8th.
I'm good, dude.
Nope. It was different.
No, wait, what is that?
That's the Peruvian short rib.
Yeah, that's not short rib.
Well, what is that?
That was just Peruvian skirt steak.
Steak and potato.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah.
Lomo saltado.
The Lomo saltado. Never mind.
Yeah, that's what I thought you got.
Yeah. No, that sounds great, though.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, sounds great.
I still got to get that miso. But I was like, freaking bread bowl.
So?
I can't be doing that right now.
Mm.
I'll come back.
Yeah.
But you got to start strong.
Yeah.
You got to cut and then maintain. Because, like, I've been the same weight for, like, I mean, I dropped at some point, but basically for a year. Which means I can eat more or less how I'm eating and be
the same.
But I don't want to be where I am now.
Mm.
But at least I know where to come back to. So that's not a bad place. But, of course, there's no breakfast in there. It's a lot easier when you just don't eat one of the meals.
Yeah.
All right.
Next, we have another Caesar salad. Puts us up to 20. Oh, and you win the game here.
Oh, right. They need to go higher.
Yeah.
Start again.
Little gem lettuce, Pepita Caesar dressing, roasted garlic crouton, and Parmesan. $15.
Nice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they really are all different.
Mm-hmm.
What is a little gem?
No idea.
All right. Jolly tomato basil soup with house ricotta. Basil pesto, herb croutons, and micro basil. $9. I don't know if we need a tomato basil soup right now. Anger, roasted harissa cauliflower, white bean hummus, fried chickpeas and kale, lemon zest, chili aioli, and duca. $23.
What's duca?
Let's see. It's Egyptian spice blend.
Oh, okay.
Sorrow or suffering in Buddhist. I think there's it depends on where you put the K.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Egyptian. Dude, this looks like another Karina special.
Really?
Right?
I mean, yeah.
It's a little vegan, but.
Yeah, there's some fish in there, and then we're talking.
You can't eat that much fish, man.
She can't eat that much fish.
It's not. Look, I know the mercury thing is a little. It's a lot.
It's a lot of mercury.
You're not supposed to eat fish every day.
Mm.
There's a reason for that. Okay. I think I understand why old people have the large text. It feels very comfortable right now.
Oh yeah, dude. I've been messing with the text sizes lately.
Kind of like, ooh, that's kind of nice.
Because like for years it was the smallest, right? You go the smallest text size no matter what.
I mean, I still have. Well, don't forget, I made you change your MacBook to smaller. Maybe you should change it back to
bigger.
Remember, I did more room or less room or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, we have at Aunt Cass Cafe. It's not Aunt Cass's Cafe?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Aunt Cass Cafe. Chilled shrimp soba noodle salad. Tofu, cabbage, edamame, carrots, roasted corn, scallions, and cilantro topped with crispy shallots and sesame ginger dressing. $19.99. Betsy recommends without the shrimp.
Yeah. So, soba noodles. What's up? Oh, it's buckwheat. That's what it is. So I was like, why are they okay as noodles? It's just wheat.
Mm.
And they're great.
Yeah, so
they have good. That weird pasty texture.
That's fine.
It's I good. Love it.
Good stuff.
Dude, there's a really good thing at Reunion Kitchen, Laguna. Mm-hmm. It's not worth, don't go to Laguna for that. There's Reunion in Anaheim.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah. Good stuff. I had a beef stroganoff there the other day. But they have it's a cold soba noodle salad with poke and edamame and like a Chinese chicken salad type deal with some crispy wontons, and it's delicious. I almost got it the other day, but it was like cold and rainy. Like, I can't eat the cold soba noodle salad right now.
Yeah.
All right. Lucky Fortune Cookery also did not load.
Got it.
I don't know.
Off the top of my head, what?
Okay, my cousin. Do we do his Fleming's order?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Off the top of your head, what? Oh, Lucky Fortune?
I can't think of anything healthy.
Yeah, me neither. So, he says they each got a Fleming salad. They got the Fleming's potatoes and mac.
We've done that.
He's called it Carbo Sicko Mode. Tomahawk medium rare.
Well, okay.
Dude, they were like the well-done people for the longest time.
Really?
I think they were like, all right, give it us.
I go medium.
And
cut or not cut. That's
they went chocolate butter cake and bananas Foster.
Jeez. All right. solid 159 right there.
Dude. And he said Tomahawk was very good, and he said should have taken the bone to go in honor of Carl Weathers. And then he sent the picture. Do you remember the line?
No.
Whoa, 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 whoa. There's still plenty of meat on that bone. Right. You take this home, throw it in a pot, add some broth, a potato, baby, you got a stew going. This is so good. I remember that scene.
Oh, right. The rest of development was...
Yeah. okay. Oh, right. I was supposed to look up Lucky Fortune Cookery, but we got our Fleming's update. I was going to say, I should go back. Nah, I don't need to go back.
So good, dude. Hey, there's one close to Disneyland.
Yeah, but dude, I'm looking up Fleming's in here. If I'm close to Disneyland, I'm just going to go eat somewhere there. Okay. View menu. Crispy chicken sandwich. Teriyaki chicken with sauteed vegetables and steamed rice. Yaki udon. Plant-based yaki udon. Pot stickers. No. Baymax macaron.
I don't think Lucky Fortune's a place to go.
No. That teriyaki is deceptive. Don't eat it.
Yeah. That teriyaki sauce could kill you.
Yeah. All right. Smoke Jumpers Grill. Rain, another.
The grilled chicken.
So did you restart the count?
I did. Actually, let me add one. The grilled chicken salad. Chicken breast, mixed lettuce, black beans, corn, peppers, cotija cheese, spiced pumpkin seeds with the cilantro lime dressing. $11.99.
So they do have a grilled chicken sandwich. Sandwiches aren't in the spirit of this episode, but I just want to point it out. There's a grilled chicken sandwich.
Shout out to the Grill Club from Chick-fil-A. Shout out.
Yeah, that bread is... No, I wonder how good that bread is when you don't get it from the farthest Chick-fil-A from my house. The two times you got it, you didn't get it from the one nearby.
No, I love that bread.
But it's like dry.
That's sweet.
That's why. Yeah. You're just like craving the sugar.
Yeah.
You also put that honey roasted barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is what, 60 calories a pack, if not 90?
Is it? Holy cow.
Yeah. Ah. Wow. Just like knock the headphones off. Okay. Fairfax.
That buffalo is probably low.
25 calories for the whole thing. And you're not eating that whole thing.
I love that sauce, dude.
It's good.
That's probably my favorite buffalo.
They don't have, Costco, they don't have anything ever once you start liking it. Mm-hmm. Primal Kitchen has a creamy buffalo.
Creamy buffalo.
But it's not dairy because it's their whole, they're not, no allergens. Yeah. But, well, they put the egg. So I think it's supposed to be like mayo inspired. Nothing like mayo. But imagine a buffalo sauce, but they like whip an egg in it maybe. Mm-hmm. And it makes it very creamy and like you can have it on like hot food, cold food. It's pretty good. And it's, you know, clean and they're all about the keto too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The Primal Kitchen. I've seen that stuff.
And Whole30, which.
I don't know if a lot of people do anymore.
When I heard Whole30, I'm like, this sounds like when the NFL did Play 60.
I remember that.
I don't know. Okay. Fairfax Market. In Hollywoodland has chicharrones with side of hot sauce of lime, maybe and lime for $5.49. Most expensive chicharrones you're ever gonna get, but chicharrones,
no carbs,
pretty good. Yeah, problem is people will eat it on top of the other food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like no, this is like you eat this instead of a chocolate chip cookie. Like Yeah. And they do sell mini Baby Bell snack cheese, 6-pack, $5.99.
Cool.
$1 a cheese.
Yeah.
Feels like a lot.
It is. It is, but...
What's up with people in the Baby Bell? It's...
I'm not a fan of it. Brandy loves it.
Wait.
The red ones.
Which one? Are these the wheels? Or the triangles?
Wheels.
What's the triangles?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, these are the red wheels.
Okay. Yeah, it's their logo. Mm-hmm. So what are the cheese wedge snacks? Laughing Cow.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. These are gross.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not cheese. That's hard milk. Okay, Rain, here it is. Go ahead.
Next, we have the wedge salad. Once again, at Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta. Romaine, bacon, tomato, ranch, blue cheese, dressing. Okay. Pickled onion, crispy onion. $10.99.
So, yeah, Andrea loved this thing. Go check out her reel. What is her Dreaming with Dre?
Mm-hmm. Dude, your comment.
Huh?
Blew up.
Dude. Crazy.
It's like 500 likes or something.
More than 500, yeah.
The five. It's the five.
The wedge. So, the romaine, just cut. Imagine it's chopped up. It's not an iceberg. Romaine doesn't have that satisfying crisp.
Crisp, yeah.
It's a romaine. Like, you got to, the thing with romaine is the top is very leafy, so you got to mix it with the crunchy bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Next.
Did you salad counter this?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Next, we have the Italian chef salad. Fresh greens, assorted deli meats, cucumber, tomato, red onion, marinated olives, mozzarella, and peppercini with a zesty Italian vinaigrette. $10.99.
Is it an Olive Garden salad?
No.
No?
No, this is a antipasto salad.
And
yeah.
Salamis and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah, for sure. Healthy? No, but now I'm a little hungry.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Poultry Palace.
The dreaded Poultry Palace.
Chicken drumstick box served with slaw. I had this when it first opened. I thought it was good. You just have to be in the mood to eat three drumsticks.
Yeah.
So some people love drumsticks. Some people hate them.
Where are we in this drumstick kind of thing? Is it like Pollo Loco?
No, you're thick boys. These are like mini turkey legs.
Okay.
This is like, it's like that. Like that's.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good.
But the seasoning and stuff on it, it's like.
Oh, it's crispy.
They're crispy. Oh, they're crispy.
It's not. It's breaded, but not battered.
So it's like fried with no.
It's like they put a little like flour and breadcrumbs on it, but they didn't put the egg and.
Okay.
The, you know. Maybe just breadcrumbs.
Okay.
So just a light pan, like a pan fried.
Mm.
Like. Step below chicken cutlet.
Okay.
But it's not fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a vinaigrette slaw. So, yeah, this is probably a very good option. They also have the jumbo smoked turkey leg. They have buttered corn on the cob. Maybe not. Sugar. Mm. And chili lime corn on the cob. But I just wanted to point all that out. Yeah. But I do like these. But if you're, like, ranking chicken pieces, I feel like drumsticks at the bottom.
I like drumsticks.
Really?
Yeah, but I like the wings. I like wing drumsticks.
Drumettes.
Sure.
No, yeah. Not sure. That's what they're called.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's drumettes and flats.
Yes.
They say drums and flats, but it's called a drumette because it's smaller.
It's small, small.
But yeah. Like, you got the El Pollo Loco.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I go breast.
It's got to be juicy, though.
Yeah.
And then the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wing.
Yeah.
And then the drumstick at the bottom. That's what I'm saying.
The drumstick's for the kids.
Yeah, because they're just oily. I never liked it as a kid. Yeah. I was always chicken breast.
Really?
The bones never freak me out.
Hmm.
I like playing around with the bones. Getting in there, picking all the good stuff.
Oh, Carl Weathers.
No, I said that I wasn't doing that.
I know.
All right. And finally, Lamplight Lounge. I'll bring this up first because it's such a weird note to end on. Boardwalk Dining has the curried cauliflower, which is tzatziki pickled golden raisins, harissa, toasted pine nuts, and cilantro.
I've had this.
Really?
Or something like this. Like, I know this flavor of raisins, tzatziki, and cauliflower. It just sounds like it doesn't work, but it works.
I can see it working. The tzatziki probably carries it. So, They have the salmon poke, creamy avocado mousse topped with ponzu glazed fresh salmon, edamame, pineapple, cucumber, and seaweed salad, finished with pickled radish, furikake, fried wonton chips, and togarashi, $22. I thought this was the big old poke.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Okay.
I had this St. Tramon's Day, and it was good, but small. So that puree was also very interesting. But let's see. Yeah, here it is. Oh, I have a picture for the episode. Thank Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very small. It's like an appetizer.
Yeah.
They told me it's small, and I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. No, it's not.
Still hungry.
Yeah, but those are the wonton chips.
Okay. That comes with it? Yeah, it comes with it.
Luckily, Freddie was on some sort of, I think, like a wedding diet or something, so I ate his fries. Okay. And Rain, the final salad of the night.
The fennel salad. No, I'm just kidding. The final salad is stone fruit salad, roasted chicken breast, mixed greens, sweet tea vinaigrette, and a spicy cornbread crumbs.
Crumbles.
Oh, crumbles, yeah. I was considering getting this past week.
Really?
Yeah. Those cornbread crumbles sound so good on top of a salad. I don't know why nobody thought of that.
Yeah, roasted chicken breast. What's a stone fruit?
No idea.
And the Brussels Caesar, house-made dressing, toasted pine nuts, and garlic croutons with roasted red pepper and tomato sauce, $14. Who brought this up?
I thought this was a salad when I ordered it once.
But it's like hot Brussels sprouts.
They're hot Brussels sprouts, yeah. Very good.
Was it Anthony that wrote in?
I don't know.
Let's see. I'm going to look. Brussels. Hotel Hangouts, he wrote in. Okay. Brussels. Come on. Come on. Anthony B.
Mm.
Got a few Anthonys. Anthony B. So I was right. All right. Okay.
Final salad counter of the night. 25
salads. That's not bad. There's probably more.
Yeah, there probably is.
I probably missed one. But
you can go every other week to Disneyland and never get the same salad.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, multiple salads at certain restaurants. So yeah, lots of salad. There's salad-like items, of course. Sadly, they got rid of, like, they had the salad at Tropical Hideaway a few years back and all that. But,
okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of salads. It's not all salads, though. There's a lot of interesting foods here that are, like, not necessarily bread or potato-based.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there was a lot of stuff that was like, this is healthy. Roasted potatoes. And they're like, okay. Now, potatoes are good for you. It's a good starch. It's a complex carb. It's good for your stomach. But like, we went on the low carb today.
Yeah.
So where you're just cutting.
Yeah, get rid of the potato.
Yeah.
If you're on the right.
So in conclusion, I want to say, make the best choices you possibly can if you have a goal of losing weight.
Yeah.
Getting healthy and whatever, that's separate stuff. If you're just like, I want to lose weight, I am on a diet, as they say, make the best choice you can. Be mindful all the time because there's just, dude, an Oreo, double stuffed Oreo, mm-hmm. is 70 calories, just straight up.
One.
You're not going to eat one. You're going to eat two. That's the serving size, 140 calories.
Yeah.
You might eat four, though. Like, it just goes real quick. So that's why you should be mindful all the time. Where you might have room for that Oreo, not even worry about it. So if you make good choices every meal, every day, that Sunday from Gibson Girl you get once a month won't make as negative of an impact on your healthy lifestyle.
Some good advice.
Yeah, and as far as diets and whatever go, what you want to do, we mentioned it as the mousekeeping transition. You want to make a lifestyle change. You want to do something sustainable. Now, if you are a higher weight, like you got to lose 50 to 100 pounds, it's okay to do something that you're not going to do for the rest of your life to cut down the weight at first.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of bring the calories back up a little bit or the carbs back up to a sustainable point. Now, crash diets are bad. Extreme calorie deficits are bad. Even like MyFitnessPal, I think if you log under 1,400 calories, it won't let you log it.
They say eat more.
There's a specific thing that says we won't count this day unless you eat more.
Mm.
I don't remember what the number is. I think it has to do with your height and weight too.
Okay.
So there is like this, it stops you. So yeah, Don't go on these crash diets or whatever. Keto, if you do keto your whole life, you will die.
Yeah.
Because it's so much fat and like things you shouldn't be eating.
Same thing with the carnivore.
No, carnivore, do not do the carnivore diet. Just don't. That'll just kill you. Yeah, now, like, bad. how much weight did Sos lose doing keto? Or Gabriel? One of them? One of
both,
them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
They both lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they still had like a little bit to go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got just 100 pounds to lose,
that's, yeah, you can
do something that people do and is a vetted diet,
yeah,
in the short term, and then figure out a way to make a lifestyle change where, you know, you could even set little rules. Where you go to Disneyland with your person or your friends or whatever, you get one sweet treat and you split it. That's it.
How did you lose weight? And how much did you lose? You lost a good amount, right?
I've gone up and down my whole life. I started...
Like right post-college?
No, it was...
Oh, it was during college.
Okay, first week of college. Uh-huh. Or first quarter of college. You know they call the freshman 15?
Yeah.
You gain 15 pounds? I lost 30 pounds.
Oh, wow.
But I was like 220.
Okay.
Right. I think I got all the way down to like 185 at some point. And then I gained 50 pounds. And I went to 233. And that was my heaviest. And that was bad. And then I got down, I think from, I got my tonsils removed. So you can't eat for 2 weeks.
That helped.
So you're literally just drinking green tea and
yeah,
like sugar and popsicles. No ice cream because it actually builds phlegm or whatever. So I lost like 15 pounds, okay, just straight up. And then I kept that going. I got down like around 200. And then I went up to like 210, 215 for a while. But I was like, okay. When I moved out, I actually ate out for like a month because I was like fixing up the house, mm-hmm, rewiring things, cleaning, doing furniture, this and that. But you can eat fast food and just not buy friggin' French fries.
Yeah. 100%.
And I got down like 207. And then around the pandemic, I got under 200. And I vowed to never hit 200 again. And I'm 5'9". 200 is not great for 5'9". So I've gone up and down from like, I've gone all the way back up to 199. I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like, but I don't think I really explained anything. But it's making little choices that go a long way. The tonsil thing actually helped me out because Autumn and Kevin make fun of me. They do this voice. They go, it's bitter. So when my tonsils got removed, anything sweet tasted bitter. But not bitter like
coffee.
You told
me this. Okay.
Bitter like, yeah, the gray Krabby Patties in that one episode. Oh, you don't know SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Okay. But just like this flavor that you can't even imagine. And it was like some weird taste bud thing. So I stopped putting sugar in my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would put like soy milk or oat milk. Back then, soy oat didn't exist. It's 2015. So to me, milk tasted sweet in a coffee. And then I got into black coffee, like better coffee that tastes good black. So that was one thing. Cut the sugar out. Two, I wasn't much of a soda drinker already, but just don't. The only time I have a Pepsi that's not a Pepsi Zero or whatever is with a hamburger or cheeseburger and fries. If you're eating a cheeseburger and fries, just get your Pepsi, get, mm-hmm, your Coke. Just have the meal, all right? Just, yeah, enjoy it. But that's the only time. Otherwise, sparkling water, unsweet tea. You can have a little lemonade. Look, nothing's going to kill you. I don't drink too much.
You drink a lot of water.
I've cut that down. I drink too much water. That was a whole other issue. But I don't drink too much. I don't go out drinking. I don't go to Vegas.
Like, yeah. Oh, alcohol.
Alcohol. Yeah. Alcohol is a dude.
Yeah, it's bad.
Real quick, especially you start putting the syrups in and whatever. And I love my tiki drinks or whatever. Those are killer.
Yeah.
But you got to treat those as like special things or just one, you know? So that's the thing where I'm not like tip my nose up at people who get drunk or whatever, but like beer, it's all carbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that for health reasons. I just don't really drink that much, but that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I make salads for lunch on Sunday morning. I make 5 salads and listen, the chicken, the lettuce, it's fine. It gets a little brown. It's not going to kill you. It doesn't, it's fine. But the reason I do that is before I even leave from my house Sunday morning, I have 5 lunches made. I have to eat them.
Otherwise you're wasting them.
I'm not throwing them away. You don't throw food away. Yeah. Right. So I make those for lunch at work. Does it suck and it's boring? Yes. But lunch at work is boring and sucky anyway, so I eat salads. And what that helps with, as in terms of once you get the weight down and maintaining it, dude, who the hell knows what's going to happen after work?
Yeah.
Am I going to get fast food on the way home? Is someone going to invite me out to eat? Am I hanging out with the boys? You know, like, so that salad gives me the room. Breakfast, I no longer eat breakfast. I kind of do the intermittent fasting thing. It kind of helped me for a little bit, but it helps you just keep calories away. If you get used to it, I basically eat at noon and I stop eating at 8.
Yeah.
And the reason that works, for you still have to cut your calories a little bit, but the reason that helps me not gain weight is, dude, even we were out with Matthew and I was like, oh, I want boba. And he goes, it's past 8. And I take out my phone. It's 8:01. I just, nope.
Yeah.
Sorry. The day's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Kimmy and I go somewhere or like it's, you know, we're going to go get breakfast or something, like, look, you don't have to do it that day. So it's just one day. Just go eat the big breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
But it's all these like little things. And I don't have sweets in the house because I have no self-control. That's another problem I should probably work on. But my self-control is at the grocery store.
When you're buying the groceries.
If you don't bring it home, you can't eat it.
Yeah.
So I'm careful what I have in the house. I'm not a snacker. Some people need to snack. But it's like, it comes down to like not drinking the calories, the black coffee. But I enjoy black coffee. I make it by hand and all that, right? And just don't get too crazy with the carbs. Like, yeah. I eat some rice and whatever, but I'm not eating mashed potatoes every day, whatever. But like right now, I have to count the calories because I realize how many I'm eating and it's not bringing me down where I want. But yeah, it's not taboo to talk about your weight. It's fine. We're all a little too heavy. That's okay. And if I shouldn't have said that because maybe some people it's gonna I don't mean this as a joke, it might trigger them.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fine. Right. But I think what is important is you know what's unhealthy and don't, you know, if you got a really high weight, maybe cut it down.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I feel a little fat or something, don't focus on that. Focus on being healthy where, you know, you can eat something and you go, I have eaten my nutrients, right? Don't hurt yourself doing this. Talk to a nutritionist, talk to a doctor, licensed, not licensed, through your insurance. Don't go to health coaches. don't do any of that. Sorry if you're a health coach, but you know. So yeah, the point is I am not the authority on losing weight because I've gone up and down forever. But then like, you know, I've noticed in like recent times as the statistics in America change, it's like people are like, oh, you're not overweight. I'm like, dude, I am overweight. But if people are more overweight than me, that might be a different thing too. So like we all like eating our churros, and you can still eat a churro. Like, I went to Disneyland this weekend. It's in my, we have it so good, but we ate a birria and some sort of cold brew. And then at night, I had a little bit of beef, rice, and veggies. And that was it. So you just kind of like, you know.
Space it out.
But make sure you're eating enough and you're eating healthy foods. Yeah. And then the other stuff won't affect you as much. But the biggest thing for me that my dad pointed out, portion control. Look at your plate. Fill one plate. Don't eat more than that plate. Don't get seconds. When you're in the drive-thru, don't get the extra item. Yeah. Maybe don't get the french fries. Get the small or whatever. Like, even, you know what started out with me? I used to go to Chick-fil-A and get a combo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just get two sandwiches and no fries. And then I'm like, okay, that's you shrinking down a little bit. And then I get the sandwich and they had the kale salad. That thing's delicious.
Yeah,
I like it. It doesn't taste like regular kale. They put a bunch of. But anyways, no one wants to hear this, but it's the whole calories in, calories out, right? You just have to watch your calories or your carbs. Like, pick one thing. There is no secret to losing weight. We all know what it is. But go for a walk every day. Do some move.
Yeah.
Move for 30 minutes. Whatever.
Especially if you have like a desk job.
Yeah. Do a 30-minute walk. Don't jog. Don't run. Don't hurt your knees. You don't have to lift weight. The least you could do for your health, go for a 30-minute walk.
I know. We were talking today. It was my niece's birthday, Billy's birthday. And Vance was like, oh, I'm on my 8th slice of pizza. And I'm like, must be nice over here. This guy's also burning 25,000 calories a day, you know?
No, mailman.
Mailman, yeah.
Got the mailman calves?
He's got the mailman calves. And he goes to the gym before he goes to work and then plays basketball after work.
There you go, dude. Ball is life. Yeah, that's, you can't outrun your diet.
Yeah.
Or your fork, but yeah, that you have to move. We don't move.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a long-winded explanation from someone who still weighs 194 pounds at 5'9". So, you know, I'm not the guru of weight loss, but don't be too hard on yourself, but be healthy. Don't you want to go to Disneyland until you're 80 years old? Yeah. You know, get your health in order. Go talk to your,
talk to your doctor.
Go get your free physical. Mm-hmm. If you have insurance, your physical is free, and then ask for the full blood panel, and then you're going to go back for the follow-up, and they're going to say your cholesterol and your triglycerides and your sugar are high, and you need to fix that. And then that is a good metric for you to go like, okay, here's a realistic goal. Just, you know, zoom out of your life and see, like, what am I eating every day? Don't eat a drumstick of ice cream every day.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it every Friday. You know? So, yeah, I don't know. Just be mindful. Know what you're doing. Don't lie to yourself. That's about it. But don't starve yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Because don't give yourself a sickness or a disorder, you know, because that could spiral very quickly. And don't listen to idiots on Instagram and TikTok about health. They don't know what they're doing. As much as like licenses can be forged and whatever, it's better than not having one. So, yeah, just be careful with those things. And BMI is kind of a lie, too. So don't worry about that. All right. That's about it for that. Rain, any final conclusion thoughts before?
No, I'm good.
All right. That is our Big Thunder topic. So if this is your final stop.
Thanks for traveling with us today.
Thanks for traveling with us today. And we hope you have a happy and memorable visit to the Disneyland Resort. Please lower your head, watch your step, and exit to the driver's right-hand side only.